In the hellish theater of the 1992 to 1996 siege of Sarajevo, where Bosnian Serb forces encircled the city, the longest urban siege in the history of modern warfare, a grotesque sideshow allegedly unfolded. Reportedly, wealthy foreigners, Italians, Americans, Russians, Canadians, allegedly shelled out 70,000 to 88,000 euros per jaunt, flying from Trieste to Belgrade, then helicoptered to sniper nests in the hills above Sarajevo. Guided by Serbian state security operatives like the convicted war criminal Jovica Stanisic, they took aim at unarmed women, men, and children, scurrying along Sniper Alley with premium fees tacked on for the trophy of a child's kill.
Among the evidence is testimony from a former Bosnian military intelligence officer who documented earlier reports of so-called war safaris that came from a Serbian prisoner of war.
Of course, there are documents about this. I remember at least three of them. One is the record of his interrogation, another is the record of the follow-up interrogation, and the third is an analysis I prepared, which explained the phenomenon of the war safari, a term mentioned for the first time on the Sarajevo battlefield.
Bosnian authorities say they launched an investigation 3 years ago, but it appears to have stalled.
Eyewitness accounts from the era resurfaced in Italian prosecutor Alessandro Gobbi's ongoing Milan investigation, peeling back layers of complicity that reek of untouched privilege. Former U.S. Marine John Jordan, testifying at The Hague in 2007, described the deliberate targeting of the vulnerable. Quote, if a family was walking, it would be the youngest, end quote. Bosnian intelligence officer Edin Subasic, capturing a Serbian soldier in 1993, uncovered the operation's logistics, weekend rotations, spotters calling shots, victims priced like quarry at auction. Italian military intelligence confirmed the trips in 1994 after Subasic's tip-off, halting them within months, yet no prosecutions followed until now, with journalist Ezio Gavazzini's 17-page dossier naming five Italian suspects and demanding accountability for this peak of depravity.
What we can say is that there were certainly civilians who shot at the people, at the population of Sarajevo, paying for this kind of activity.
U.S. Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna has also launched a parallel probe into American involvement, vowing to drag any implicated elites into the light. The Sarajevo abomination didn't slither from the ether. It's a venomous thread where the powerful have long stalked the powerless for sport, their wealth a license to dehumanize. Throughout the 20th century, persistent rumors alleged that European royalty and high aristocracy participated in clandestine human hunts on private estates, treating poachers, trespassers, or abducted locals as live quarry in macabre rituals echoing medieval traditions. Similar claims surfaced in 1950s Bavaria, where a minor Habsburg prince was said to have hosted weekend Jagdspiel on sealed forest tracks, with East German refugees allegedly released at dawn for pursuit by rifle-armed guests. Only disappearances and no prosecutions or verified bodies ever materialized, yet the pattern, remote land, absolute privacy, and elite impunity, mirrors the Sarajevo safaris, suggesting a continuum of aristocratic blood sport shielded by wealth and silence. The elite's boredom births monsters, and the vulnerable have become mere moving targets in an unending safari of the damned. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish CMOS was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the CMOS because it's a thyroid issue, and the CMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the Vaseline Blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I loved his self-supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. And they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Journal. I'm excited that you guys are all joining me today. Things are kind of strange. Things are really strange because as of right now, Twitter is down, and I don't know what to make of any of this. Twitter seems to be coming up, and then it seems to be going down, and we really just don't know what the heck is going on. So it was kind of a weird morning for me, but I'm glad you're all joining me today. A lot happening. Feels good to be back in my chair. Thanks to Rob Dew for filling in for me on Friday and Monday. Obviously, a lot going on over here. We were still breaking news, though, of course, and I will dive into that on today's show as well. But again, a lot happening today. Folks, if you're on X right now and you're wondering what the heck is going on, well, you're not alone. It looked like Cloudflare, I believe that's the group, is down. Citizen Free Press, obviously one of my favorite websites to go to, that's down too. So a lot of things not working out today. Not a lot of things, but the good thing is we're here. We're here. We're going to bring you a lot. We got a lot going on. Internet is down. Cloudflare is obviously the issue here. Twitter's down. ChatGPT. I mean, there's so much down. But we're on. We're on Rumble right now. We're excited about that as well. If you haven't done so already and you want to watch, maybe you're listening radio only right now and you want to watch, check us out on Rumble. You could find us on Alex Jones TV right now. Folks, in the meantime, though, I wanted to dive into some of the news stories that are going on right now, because we got our eyes on the White House. Later today, President Trump is meeting with the Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia at 11:15 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, this comes after the UN has just approved his plans for Gaza. So we look forward to seeing what the president's going to be discussing there, of course. And we'll keep our eye on that. And we'll bring it to you if anything interesting does seem to pop up. But President Trump, well, a lot happening there with President Donald Trump over the week. Specifically, though, yesterday, he met with the owners of McDonald's. And guys, do we have that soundbite? Because I know Twitter's been down, so it's been a little rough around here. We don't have the soundbite. But literally, I was watching, and guys, I couldn't stop laughing. It was so funny to hear the president talking about affordability, talk about your Big Macs, talk about that, what is it called, the filet fish. Needs more tartar sauce. I mean, he was really taking advantage of this opportunity to hash it out with upper management over at McDonald's. And it was interesting to sit back and watch. But he specifically went over in detail and outlined how, well, a lot of things are really messed up over at McDonald's right now. And he was not happy about this, specifically the prices. Blaming it all on Joe Biden, saying that the prices are up at McDonald's, even though they're going down under his administration, that in fact they are up because of Joe Biden, all that he has done. But then he also reassured the owners that he is going to probably see prices start to fall very, very soon due to the fact that oil's getting extremely cheap right now. President projecting that he thinks it's going to be about $2 a gallon as well right now. We're floating around $2.50, I think it is, on average all across the country. So he believes it's going to go even lower to $2 a gallon. That's something to look forward to. Also, folks, I know I didn't tease this yet, so let me just give you a break into what we can expect on this show. In about 20 minutes, I'm going to be joined by Sam Shoemade because, you know, not many people remember. Remember when there was that Cybertruck that exploded outside of Trump Tower in Las Vegas? Well, the reason why I bring it up is I've been keeping my eye on that. I've got like a calendar where I go and I follow up on stories to make sure that even though we've moved on in the news cycle, that I always go back to stories, the unanswered questions. And, well, I learned while going through a document that was put out by the Las Vegas Police Department that, interesting enough, the manifesto from the individual, Matt Libsberg, was all of a sudden now classified. Before I went public with this and released that snippet on X, I reached out
I reached out specifically to the Department of War for comment because it was classified by the Department of War. And although they did assure me they would get back to me, they didn't actually get back to me. So we've got a lot to discuss there with Sam Schumi, and I'm looking forward to having him on the show. As many of you know, Sam was the one who broke that story for the country when in regards to, you know, Matt's attempts to reach out to the media, to reach out to Sean Ryan. And so he went on Sean Ryan's show and read the email that was sent to him prior to that massive explosion outside of Trump Tower. So we will be covering, obviously, that with Sam Schumate at about 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. Here's the footage, folks. It was insane. I know a lot of people are floating a lot of theories out there in regards to what happened here. Is Matt still alive? He might possibly be. I'm going to ask Sam about that because I've got a lot of questions in regards to that. And this report, you know, I'll give Las Vegas PD credit because they at least are trying to get to the bottom of this. But in the report itself, they pretty much just say, yeah, it's not our fault. The FBI was actually the ones that shut this down. I'll also be joined by Ken Silva later on in the program as well, because the interesting part to all of this today's show, if you follow me on X, if you've been following me on Alex's show, because I've been on Alex's show a couple times to discuss this, we have exclusively obtained, well, a part of Miranda Devine and Tucker Carlson as well have also obtained this document. But we've received a document, and it outlines Thomas Crooks. Now, as many of you guys know at home, Thomas Crooks is an individual who was trying to assassinate President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. We know that. But there's been a lot of questions about who Crooks actually was and why a man like himself, a young man like himself, would do the action that he did that day. Now, of course, the FBI at the time when it was, you know, other leadership, and we're still not getting transparency with current leadership. But under other leadership, well, we learned a lot. We learned a lot. We learned that there was a massive cover-up, obviously. A lot of us insinuated that. We knew that was probably going to happen, but now we have the evidence. So on Friday morning, I received a document from a source, and in that document that was given to both Tucker Carlson and Miranda Devine, I learned who Thomas Crooks was. The FBI originally said, oh, no, he doesn't have a online footprint. But he does. And I know he does now because I have a document, dozens and dozens of pages, that show that Thomas Crooks, in fact, did have an online presence. Now, of course, under the previous leadership, they tried to pin him as a right-winger. But what they left out is a very important part. Thomas Crooks made a massive changeover from a Trump supporter to a left-winger. And it all happened around the same time as the pandemic ended. So I want to keep you all informed. I'm going to be going through the screenshots, the screen grabs, because I've got it all. And we're going to be breaking that down. Ken's been following the story as well. He's been all over Thomas Crooks. And so I just kind of want to get his background information on it as I break down my report. And I look forward to doing that in about an hour, of course, with Ken. But it's not just that we're doing today. It's not just that. There's been a lot of false narratives being spun in the media about Nigeria, specifically the genocide against Christians. And although President Trump has come out and he's spoken against it, he did so obviously at the end of last month, going towards the beginning of this month. The media is saying, oh, no, now the Nigerian government, they're handling everything. But are they really? Well, we're going to have somebody here to speak about that. He runs the truthnigeria.com website. He is actually just on the ground in Nigeria. I was texting with him while he was there. And I said, hey, listen, watching Fox, and there was just someone on air saying from a level of expertise that the Nigerian government is actually arresting these Islamic terrorists. Is that true? Well, he's going to join us today to tell us if that's true or not. Jude Sapal is his name. Interesting enough, folks, it's going to be an incredible interview because this has been ongoing for many, many years now. He has been on the ground trying to do his very best to rescue and save these people and train them. So he'll be joining us today in the show as well. I'll be around 11 a.m. Eastern time. So we've got a lot going on in the next 3 hours. So buckle down. Don't go anywhere. This is where you're going to want to be. And for all my friends over on X right now, I am sorry if you are not in the loop. I'm going to try to drop it on Rumble, of course, but I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. This is a reoccurring thing where we see these massive, massive hackings. Whether it's a hacking or not, we still haven't gotten confirmation, but I'll just kind of float that out there. That's possible because it just took down, again, a bunch of really, really important websites. So, again, how secure are we when it comes to this internet war? But, folks, probably not. Probably not very secure. All right, let's go through the headlines, though. Again, folks, we're keeping our eye in regards to what's happening at the White House today. Also, I feel like I shouldn't have to report this, but I'm just going to do it just to be balanced. Later at the UN today, Nicki Minaj is expected to speak. I don't know why, what level of expertise. I feel like we're playing this game like the Biden administration does quite often, but the Trump administration doing it as well because she wants to go there and talk about Nigerian Christians being genocide. Again, I think it's a great topic, but I don't know what a rapper has to do with it and why her voice is so important to go to the UN. Again, that will be happening around 1:15 p.m. Eastern time today, so we'll keep our eye on that. We'll keep our eye on that. All right, let's shift gears up a little bit, though. While we wait for all of that to unravel, which is a lot, obviously, I wanted to highlight a couple of really, really important stories. Yesterday, you may have seen it. The Justice Department, according to a judge, a federal judge, this is the James Comey update for you guys. The Justice Department engaged in a disturbing pattern of profound investigative missteps. Again, that's according to the judge who's handling right now that indictment against former FBI Director James Comey. A federal judge ruled on Monday, directing the prosecutors to provide defense lawyers with all grand jury materials from the case. Again, that is a magistrate judge. They say it's a fundamental misstatement of the law by a prosecutor to the grand jury to indict Comey in September. The use of potential privileged communications during the investigation and unexplained irregularities in the transcript of the grand jury proceedings. The court recognizes that the relief sought by the defense is rarely granted, the judge said. However, the record points to the disturbing pattern of profound investigative missteps, missteps that led an FBI agent and a prosecutor to potentially undermine the integrity of the grand jury proceeding. So that's what the judge is sounding off on that front. And it's interesting to see because, you know, we've seen Comey's legal defense team try their very best to push back and try to get this whole case dismissed completely. I'm trying my best to keep everyone in the loop right now who's on social media because I keep getting these messages. Where are you guys right now? Folks, if you are listening only, you're on Rumble right now. Over at the Alex Jones TV, that's the Rumble channel right now. That's where we're broadcasting live. I will try my best in commercial break to post a tweet in regards to that. I think in our control room, you could probably post tweets and put that link up there as well, just so you guys could all see at home right now and keep us in the loop. But again, let's keep highlighting some of these important stories as well. Let's talk J6. So obviously James Comey again, trying to get that all wrapped up, trying to get that all tossed out of court. Likely not going to be the case. But again, the judge really going after the prosecutors in that. Let's turn to the J6 panel, the committee, the unselect committee, the committee we told you all about. Interesting enough, we were told, if you guys remember the theatrics that were taking place, oh my gosh, the theatrics were just out of this world, out of this world. We were sitting back and we were watching the first day when they did this public hearing. Dramatic, because you know why? They brought in a whole bunch of producers, which I've never actually seen before, but because they were trying to go after and target those who, you know, don't really know much about how government works. Maybe people with a very short attention span. They really did a big, big, massive production. But we're finally getting some numbers on all of this. The Washington Post, if you recall, reported that there was a projected budget of about $9.3 million. Now, that was laid out back in September of 2022, but according to a new review put out by the House, interesting enough, they spent, get this, $17.4 million. $1 million. That is completely mind-blowing. That is your money being shifted over to their dramatic, theatrical BS hearing that they did. It's just completely mind-blowing. As many of you know, there was even like an ABC producer who was brought in to help out with the theatrics. I mean, this was drummed up completely. So it's interesting to see. Congressman Troy Nels, a Texas Republican, who is on a new committee appointed by Speaker Mike Johnson to investigate security failures on January 6th, said the original committee didn't spend taxpayer money properly after the Center Square told him about the final cost of the panel's investigation. Nell saying they wasted it, he said, walking to the House at 6 p.m. Wednesday. We've had Troy Nels on this show, obviously. You and I both know he was not a supporter of the first unselect committee on J6. He's also a former sheriff, so he understands this better than anyone else. So he knows how to run these types of things, and he knows what a security failure looks like. And he didn't back down. He didn't run up and curl up into a ball and cry on January 6th like everyone else did. No, he actually sat back and was trying to talk down to protesters and help them get out the Capitol. Can you imagine what could we have done with $17.4 million? I've got a lot of ideas. And it's not to some fake J6 committee. It's just so infuriating when you start going through all of the money that they spent and the fact that there was no actual credibility to any of this. I also want to talk about this because this was dropping yesterday. Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna dropped this on X, and it looks to be true because the cameras yesterday were waiting outside to see whether or not Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton were going to appear yesterday in front of the House Oversight Committee that give their deposition, but surprise, surprise, that deposition being about Jeffrey Epstein, they didn't show. They didn't show. So Ana Paulina Luna coming out and saying, no, they weren't here. They weren't here. And again, why aren't we even talking about this? Why are we allowing this to happen? I don't even understand. You know, if we're playing all by the same rules, right, if we give them a subpoena and they still don't show, you know what happens? Well, if we're playing by the same set of rules, what happens is quite simple. They all get carted off and dragged into prison. We call it the Peter Navarro treatment. The Steve Bannon treatment. But of course, likely not going to happen because there's been criminal referrals sent over to the DOJ previously, and guess what? No one's done anything about it. So we won't sell you on a dream, but the reality of it is they didn't show yesterday because they know they don't have to show. They know that this is the weak DOJ, and this DOJ will do absolutely nothing. These Congress members, some of them, not all, some of them, though, don't have a backbone. Don't have a backbone. So it's truly not surprising that they just let this all pass by. Folks, if you haven't done so already, I want to remind you to head on over to the alexjonesstore.com because we're giving away a free $10, no minimum to spend. Now, this is going to end on the 24th of this month. For the next week, add any of our amazing products to your cart, and you're going to get a free $10 that will automatically be applied. Of course, we already have incredible savings going on right now over at thealexjonesstore.com. This is just an additional one that you could tack on. You're supporting us. We're going to support you too. And thank you by doing just that. Also, we're still giving away that Jeep 392, it looks like, plus $10,000 cash. So when you sit there and you make a purchase online at thealexjonesstore.com, you're going to get entry into that contest. So head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com, methylene blue, so many other incredible things, colostrum, sea moss capsules. So many of you at home have been asking about these things and when we're going to bring them back or restocks. I know some things did sell out, like the colostrum did at one point. It's back. It's up on thealexjonesstore.com. Take a look around. I actually just got that ugly sweater. I might wear it on Friday, that ugly Christmas sweater. I just got that in the mail. It just arrived. I actually ordered it last week and it came really quick. So maybe I'll wear that to work on Friday. That's the one. My ugly Christmas sweater. It is very cute. It's high quality too. And I highly recommend you get it. It looks good on a small for me. So I don't know if that's a good judgment, but for the rest of you at home, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and shop around. We're going to talk a little bit too later on the show, but obviously the latest regarding Epstein, but I wanted to focus a little bit on the FBI right now because we're going to have a whole discussion about the FBI failures. But I thought this report was interesting. I actually spoke with Alex yesterday on his show. And in case you missed it, it was a phone interview where we talked about this because, you know, he told me, oh, this is Kyle Serafin put this out first. Now the rest of the media is catching up to it. But apparently, Cash Patel's girlfriend, you know, the singer, the country singer, I've never heard of her music prior, and it's not to be disrespectful. But, the reality of it is that I really didn't know much about her until she started filing defamation lawsuits. So I think these defamation lawsuits are actually helping her and not hurting her in regards to people now being familiar with who she is as a person, obviously as a singer. But apparently she's a country music singer. And, she is apparently receiving a bureau security detail. Again, she's a girlfriend, not a wife, not a fiance. Although Cash Patel does describe her as being his life partner, but still has not put a ring on it. quite strange, if you ask me. But apparently he loves her enough to give her a security detail. Now, again, this is quite strange given the fact that the security detail assigned to her is apparently the SWAT team out of the Nashville field office. So can you imagine if you really need like a SWAT team to respond to you and you live in the Nashville area? Sorry, can't. We have a country music, I can't even say star, singer we have to secure. It's all really strange. I mean, I hear she's a nice girl, but I don't like the aggressive defamation lawsuits, right? Like, you could sit there and say people are out there making claims, and yes, I totally agree that you should be able to set your record straight and go after people who are actively defaming you. But I mean, when you look at the Elijah Schaefer case, there's really nothing there of substance. In my opinion, it's everyone's just so trigger happy with these lawsuits these days. But it's quite strange. Again, this is like Cash Patel, man. I endorsed him. I was so happy to see him get nominated. I was, you know, talking to people who was like, oh, he's doing the vetting for everyone in the Trump administration right now. He's busy at Mar-a-Lago doing it. And I was so thrilled. But man, oh man, do I have like massive buyer's regret on that one. Let me just take a second to apologize. I told you Cash Patel was the only solution to reforming the FBI. And I didn't lie to you because I did believe it. But now I am taking that back. I think it's time for Cash Patel to go because he is using and clearly abusing his authority as the FBI director to give his girlfriend a security detail led by, apparently, according to reports, a SWAT team. Man, I couldn't have predicted that Cash Patel's fall would come this quickly. It's actually quite upsetting to sit back and see. His girlfriend could be the sweetest woman in the world, and I'm not going to go bash her personally. I just don't understand why we're allowing him to do what he does. You know, using the private jet. Okay, yeah, I get it. It's not illegal. It's not against rules, according to his team. But the reality of it is Cash Patel was so critical of it when he was a civilian, and Christopher Wray was doing the same thing. I remember him being on Benny Johnson's show and going after him. So, like, let's not sit here and make two sets of rules. Let's play by the same rules. You were upset because Christopher Wray was using it for personal use. And here you are doing the exact same thing. I'm not going to sit here and let up on this. You deserve the criticism you're receiving. It's not like you're being attacked for no reason. He has failed repeatedly to do his job, even coming out before there was even all the arrests made. And that, remember that supposed ISIS inspired terror attack on Halloween. There are literally over four people who were not arrested yet when Cash Patel came out on Twitter and put up that announcement. And we know there was an individual who was trying to flee the country after Cash Patel made the announcement. So, dude, I can't have your back in this anymore. We have to say that enough is enough and that it's time for Cash Patel to step down. It really is. He is a distraction right now and has completely diverted the mission. Folks, we have a lot more to unpack in just a little bit. Sam Shumate is joining me in a moment. You're not going to want to miss out on this because we got more to discuss in regards to that Las Vegas cyber truck explosion that sadly the Department of War has now classified. But Shumate got all of the email details, so we'll break it down for you in just a few moments.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish DMOS was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Mm. All that stopped with the DMOS because it's a thyroid issue, and the DMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you, and I want to support everything you guys are doing. But the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, and it has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
Are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's
like,
amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you, because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it, like, happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is, nope, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us today. For those of you who maybe are searching and just listening to radio only, let me remind you to head on over to Rumble right now. We are live now that there's so many down websites. Twitter's down. ChatGPT is down. A lot of things are down. Citizen Free Press is down. Cloudflare is apparently down right now, and that's what's causing all of these issues. But we are live on Rumble. Rumble is still good. Rumble actually has its own, like, kind of cloud thing, so they don't really rely on anyone else. So this is the good part of having Rumble. So head on over to Rumble right now. We are live. The American Journal with Brianna Morell is where you could find us. We have the green check mark. That's how you know it's us. So head on over to Rumble and do just that right now if you're listening, of course, on radio. But you'll want to watch the show because this next segment is going to get very, very interesting. If you follow me on X, you probably realize I've been talking in regards to the Cybertruck explosion. If you recall, that happened outside of the Vegas hotel, the Trump hotel, on January 1st of this year. A lot of people were, you know, they were paying attention, but they may have forgotten about it because the news cycle is very chaotic. It's very crazy. But this is one of the things that I don't forget. I actually have a running calendar where I keep everything to make sure I circle back on stories that might lose your attention. And this was one of them. I wanted to make sure that we stayed in touch and we understood what was happening here because, well, as many of you guys know, the Vegas Cybertruck that exploded on January 1st was obviously someone who was sounding the alarm, and we sat there, and I know a lot of us, we played clips on this network of Sean Ryan doing an interview, and it was a very incredible interview in regards to how Matt Leisberg was trying to reach out to the media, trying to reach out to anyone who would listen to him at the time to sound the alarm on something that was very, very important. So Sam Shumate,
joined Sean Ryan and detailed an email that he received. And before we get to the content of that, I wanted to specifically point our attention to a very recent Vegas police report that just came out earlier this month. Now, in the report, I was going through it, and in the report, it was quite alarming because we learned that, according to the report, the Department of War actually classified the manifesto. Now, again, we don't know why they did it, and so I obviously wanted to give the Department of War all of the time that they needed to provide us with a statement in regards to that. As many of you guys know, I just recently received credentials to cover the Pentagon. I will be going there in about 2 weeks to cover the Pentagon, and so, you know, you want to give these people a fair shake. Well, sadly, they told me they'd get back to me with comment, and I followed up, and I have not heard back as to why it was classified, but it's very, very important to note that in this report that you see on your screen right now, it specifically says that the FBI notified him that the Department of Defense has deemed the manifesto classified and Las Vegas police could no longer release further information to the public. Now, folks, why would that happen? Why would that happen? We're supposed to be in a very, let's just say, a transparent administration. That's what we were all told. You and I both were told just that. Unfortunately, though, that doesn't seem to be the case. We're seeing this on several fronts, this just being another. Joining me to discuss is Sam Shumate. As many of you guys know, he was the one who rang the alarms over on the Sean Ryan show about Livesburg and detailed an email that he received. He was trying to communicate with Sam, and he detailed just that. He joins us now. He's an intelligence officer and a chief warrant officer as well, retired, and he joins us now. It's an honor to have you on the show today, Sam, and we're thankful that you're here with us today. A lot happening all around the country, but I wanted to make sure that our attention didn't shift away from this story. This is a very, very important story, and you did an incredible job on Sean Ryan's show outlining an email that you received from Matt, and it was prior to that explosion that we saw outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas, and it came at a time, just to kind of bring our audience back to the situation, there was that New Orleans Islamic terrorist attack. Although the terrorist was American, he did run over, he used his vehicle as a weapon, and he did run over those who were celebrating New Year's Day in the streets of New Orleans. And so all of this was happening, and so I think a lot of people's attention kind of shifted a little bit away from this story. But Sam, I want you to outline and kind of give people a recap of what you remember, what took place not only that day, but the email that you received from Matt specifically and what he was outlining to you.
Sure. And thanks for having me on. So I will admit that it's been about a year since this happened. I still remember all the details, but don't hold me to the fire because I have tried to avoid this subject like the plague. If you'll recall, right after this happened, No Name Like Me was attacked viciously by the entire internet for being a fraud and a liar. And then, of course, the email was validated and people said, oh, okay, this is the real thing. So it was something that I didn't care to relive a whole lot. But anyways, so like you said, Matt was trying to reach out to anybody who would listen. He reached out to the big names, Rogan, Sean Ryan. Sean Ryan found that email from Matt while we were in the middle of our show. They went there during the interim and found that he had messaged them from the same email account that he had messaged me. But Matt was somebody who claims he had reached out to me in the past. I ran a military page on Instagram, and so he was just trying to do anything he could to get this message out. Why he was so desperate to get it out, you know, that's just anybody's opinion at this point. But what the email itself, basically there was two components of this email, and they were, it claimed gravitic propulsion systems on drones that we were using, the Chinese were using and stuff like that. And that was my first hesitancy. When I reached back out to him, I said, dude, I can't go talk about this. I don't have any proof of this or evidence of this. I'm not going to be another UFO talking head. I didn't want to be in that realm of a guy who's just throwing stuff out there without evidence. But then he also detailed war crimes. And the interesting thing that I took away from that was when they found out that I was going on the Sean Ryan show, cause you'll recall I approached the Sean Ryan show because specifically he wanted it going to them, and I had a friend of a friend. So it was my friend knew their producer personally and got me in touch. But then I took it immediately to the FBI and, Kyle Serafin got me tied in with the Las Vegas field office there. And so I told them, I said, I'm going on the Sean Ryan show. And they got that to the Army, told the Army. And shortly after, they started blowing up Sean Ryan. Like he got, Sean said he got called by Tim Kennedy. He got called by several other big prominent names. He got called by the chief of the PA, the PAO of the Army. So the colonel that was in charge of public affairs in the Army to the chief of staff. And they were really trying to keep him from putting this information out. And then they specifically asked him, hey, can you redact names? Cause some of these names that are in there are still operational out in the field. So that was really, that's the nuts and bolts of what happened.
Yeah. And I find this really interesting because, you know, I was trying to refresh myself and rewatch the interview, and you guys are going through how specific people were reaching out, trying to get their names redacted. Cause obviously, like you just said, they are currently active. But there was a massive effort, I remember at the time, to make it like a personal matter between Matt and his wife and possibly his son not being his. And it's created a lot of speculation. And we'll get to that in a minute. But I want to talk mainly about what was in the email itself, because now it seems like the manifesto. And I don't know, maybe you have some insight on all of this, but I don't know if the manifesto the Department of War has the same as the email you received. But now it's suddenly been classified. Do you know anything about that?
I don't. I've heard, and then once again, this is all speculation and conjecture. I have heard from online that there was another write-up on his phone that has not been released, and possibly that's the one that was classified. I've heard people say that it was the email that everybody's already seen that was classified, which is, I mean, that can happen. They can retroactively redact or, you know, classify something, even though it's out there in the public forum. It doesn't make it illegal for people to discuss. It just means it's classified in the total sense of the entire thing. So I don't know. I really don't know. But what I do find interesting is that, and I put a post up on this the other day. So October 27th, so a couple weeks ago, a news outlet, a very prominent news outlet. And trust me, I'm in the full. I'm fully on board with the fake news out there. So I will say this is one of the more reputable ones in the world of fake news. But they reached out to me and said that they had some questions about the gravitic propulsion, because they specifically said over the last year, they've had some interesting developments as they've been looking into things, and they want to follow back up on this story specifically about the claims he made about the drones. So that's something they're digging into right now. And then I think November 3rd is when the New York Post came out with the article saying that it was redacted that it was classified. And so I just found it very interesting timing that I had this prominent news outlet reach out, digging into that. And then all of a sudden, boom, we find out that it's classified by the military. So I don't know what that means. I'll leave that up to your viewers to, you know, wiggle around in their head and see what makes sense there. But,
just
interesting timing.
Yeah, and Sam, you know, I'm a little disappointed with the Pentagon that when I followed up, actually, I reached out for comment, I followed up, and they didn't want to get back to me onto why this was classified in the first place. I think that in itself is kind of telling. Last I heard, they were reaching out to National Intelligence, and that was the last update I received. But I will, of course, be in the Pentagon very, very shortly, so that's a question I will bring back their attention, because I think it's warrants the American people's rights to have some access into understanding why would you classify this in the first place. But, you know, when we look at the email and what was said in the email, is there anything in there, and because I obviously don't have the experience to speak to any of this, is there anything in the email itself that you think would be valid to kind of classify and to kind of not talk to the American people about? You don't want the American people to see.
Well, yeah, off the top of my head, and I have not looked in at the email in a long time, but I do recall that he had given coordinates, and I looked them up personally, and that was to a facility in Nevada there. And I don't want to get the information wrong. I think it was maybe something that was in proximity to Groom Lake or something around there. But basically it is factually a facility where drone warfare is conducted. And he talked about how he had been out there and that this stuff had been taking place. So that could be something that they classified because they didn't want that knowledge out there, even though it's common knowledge. It's open source. You can find this information, but he stated that specifically. And then detailing, I guess, maybe what the Chinese were doing, because I happened to see a clip yesterday and I saw the email being referenced, and it was talking about how the Chinese had submarines off the coast and they'd been launching drones from those submarines. So maybe from a operational security standpoint, interfering with operations we're doing in the national security space to combat possibly if that is real and that is happening, you know, but I don't know specifically. There was a lot of things in there and it was kind of it really struck me as somebody who was on their phone, just banging out everything they could furiously trying to get all their thoughts out. And so it kind of ran together. It was not a step by step, well documented thing, but there were a lot of pieces of information in there that if they were true, yeah, they could be very concerning from a national security standpoint.
Yeah. And Sam, I get a lot of these emails too, where it's individuals trying to blow the whistle on things and it's hard to verify a lot of this information. And it just doesn't make it easy to figure out, is this someone who is being truthful and really does have the facts to back it up? Or is this someone who maybe is dealing with a mental health episode? And I know that was something that the media was trying to drum up, but I know that was also coming from the Department of Defense. They wanted to kind of spin it that way. So there's a lot of questions in regards to all of this. And, you know, as I'm sitting here and I'm watching your interview that you and Sean did, you know, there was kind of a question that the both of you floated out there at the time. You guys were saying, you know, he was driving a Tesla. Teslas do self-drive. He might still be alive to this day. And given the fact that when, you know, Sean was on a call with someone over at the public affairs office over at the Department of Defense, they kind of floated the idea out there that DNA doesn't match his son's DNA. And so that might have been something. The body that was recovered in the car was so badly burnt that it was harder for them to even ID, that they only had his ID badges nearby that they were able to use. And you guys kind of floated the idea that he might possibly still be alive. Do you still think that could possibly be the case?
No, and I walked that back the next day based on new evidence. Las Vegas PD came out very firmly and said, we don't know who put that out there, that the DNA did not match the son, but it absolutely did match the son. And really what happened with that is the chief of public affairs, why he said that to Sean, why he told them the DNA didn't match. I mean, just an off the cuff statement is mind boggling to me because like I said, the Las Vegas PD said, nope, that's not true. It absolutely did match. It caused Matt's wife a lot of heartache over that. And he just flat out lied and made up nonsense. And he has never been held to account for that. So I don't know why. I would say my big concern is the video we've seen. And once again, this is not from an expert. This is just from a guy who's watching stuff in the same space that everybody else is watching stuff. But when I watch that video, I'm not seeing a weapon being discharged, especially a 50 cal. You would have seen something. You would have seen the back of his head disintegrate. You would have seen something. And I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing the explosion engulf him as his head turns. And I'm not sure what's going on there. As far as the Tesla people have said that it won't self-drive if you're not aware, if you're not focused, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what people came out with afterwards. But no, I personally don't think he's alive. What I personally believe, what I've held on to all this time is that whether it was a mental break or not, Matt felt so passionately about this information that he wanted to send a message to get it out there. What people have always said is if this guy wanted to create a mass casualty bomb or something of that effect, he could have. And you're right. He could have. He had all the qualifications and credentials to do so. He was trying to send a message. That's why the car was packed full of fireworks. He wasn't trying to kill a bunch of people. He was trying to create a spectacle so that his message would go out. But then again, I back off that just a little bit and say, there's no way he could have known that the email he sent me would actually go out. Mm-hmm. Maybe he was hoping what he had in the car would go out, but then too risky to blow up the car. So I don't know. There's a lot of loose ends here that really bother me. And I don't know. I'm just speculating like anybody else out there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're not alone. We are all kind of speculating and wondering what actually took place. And it's not fair. The American people deserve some answers. I mean, I understand that there's some things that they cannot tell us. I understand that. But the reality of it is, you know, they create their own conspiracy theories when their public affairs team goes out there and intentionally places false information in front of Sean Ryan and other media outlets as well. I've seen it time and time again. I was working on an exclusive story in regards to TSA, and I physically had a copy of an email, and they sat there and told me on the phone that it was false, and then gave me a statement that said it was false. And then when I pushed back and said, yeah, but I've got the email right here, we're still going to stand by our statement. So there's a lot of times when these public affairs individuals like to put out false information or like to see who bites them to discredit them. Yeah.
Yes. The military lying to the people is not a new concept. It's definitely a reality. And as an intel guy, I can tell you that most of what we have out there is overclassified. So yeah, just the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, we're learning that more and more with Tulsi Gabbard over at DNI right now. And she's trying 100%. To sift through the information and declassify a lot that shouldn't have been classified in the first place. Since I have you here, and I know this is something that you're passionate about because I see your posts on X, I wanted to get your take a little bit about what's going on throughout the Middle East. The White House has welcomed in the Syrian president is what they call him, although he is an Al-Qaeda leader. Those in the mainstream media really kind of shy away from addressing that. I sat back and watched as the left, the warmongers and conservatives kind of refuse to talk about this guy's past. And I see, you know, Sarah Adams is out there like in 2021, he just came back to Al-Qaeda and he was brought back into a leadership position. And now we're pretending like this is a president, somebody who's been elected to run Syria. What's your take when you sit here and you watch as the White House welcomes an individual like this in? Because I am just deeply concerned.
I was beyond disgusted.
Yeah.
When he had that man in the White House on the Marine Corps birthday.
Yep.
Wow. You want to talk about just being infuriated the day before Veterans Day? There's a viral picture of that guy going around holding two decapitated heads. That's who he was. The amount of service members that guy personally killed in the war in Iraq is who knows? Who knows what the overall numbers are? But that guy was a terrorist on the battlefield. And for Trump to have him in the White House on the Marine Corps birthday is shameful. That is our president. That is our commander in chief. For him to do that, shame on you, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Cannot believe he did that.
I can't believe he did it either. And we sit here and talk about Zohran Mahdani all the time and we criticize him, but at least we know what kind of monster he is. Unfortunately, I don't think the American people understand who this guy is. And they have just touted him as the next president of Syria, as if there's some type of democracy now in Syria. People saying, oh no, we're just trying to bring Syria closer to the West. They were just slaughtering Christians a few months ago and we were sat here right. And we're reporting on it. So these aren't people who want to coexist with us. These are people that are trying to destroy us and actively do so. So it's really disturbing. Also later today too, looks like we're going to have the Prince of Saudi Arabia making his way to the White House as well, Prime Minister. So we're keeping our eyes on all of this. It's just a little disturbing to sit here and see as the White House continues to let these individuals in who he claims he wants to do business deals with, but I don't think that's what they're thinking on the other end of all of this. It's just to conquer and destroy us. And I'll get your take too, because another post went viral over the weekend in Texas. I live in Texas. I live in Plano, Texas, and we're watching as it's getting transformed into, sadly, an Islamic State is kind of what it's feeling like these days, because they're building these massive Muslim compounds with hundreds of acres. And they're building them up quite rapidly. We know over the last 2 years, 48 mosques have been built in my area where I live. And it's absolutely horrifying. You know, I've had my run-in with an Egyptian man, obviously, as many of you have seen on social media. Again, he's not claiming to be Muslim, but he somehow got into our country and then followed me into my apartment. And I tell everyone, this is what's going on right now in the U.S. We're not paying attention. These people hate us. They do not want to coexist with us. The only thing that got him out of that building was when I pulled a gun on him. And this is going to happen everywhere. And I don't think Americans understand how bad this is going to get. Sam, I'll let you have the final say here. But right now we have this happening, popping up all over Texas, all over Florida as well. But nobody wants to call this out. What's the future going to look like for America if this is what we're allowing in?
Well, the cognitive dissonance is that a lot of people know a Muslim and they'll say, oh, he's a nice guy. He's a nice person. I say, don't get the individual twisted with the religion itself. Islam is a religion. Its sole purpose is to conquer the world. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they have made it clear through the Muslim Brotherhood and multiple statements that you can recall and pull up on video that they are going to beat us at the ballot box. They consider it a jihad. They have called it a jihad that every Muslim must get out there and vote. Okay, so no bullets fired. They are going to conquer us at the ballot box. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing it in Dearborn, Michigan. Dearborn's gone. I mean, absolutely gone. But we're seeing it aggressively in Texas right now and the way they've rolled out the red carpet for that recent royalty that came in and everything else. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of Texas taxpayer dollars that are going into these different buildings and the stuff that these these folks are trying to build up and everything else. And then also the fact that they're making it mandatory that these schools serve halal food, that it's available for all students. It's a disgrace because these considerations have not been given to any other faith or anybody else. But it's like we're rolling out the red carpet for this Islamic invasion. And I promise you, I've seen this. I've been in the Middle East for 20 years. Just because there are good people out there does not mean that the faith itself is not meant to destroy and conquer the entire world. That is their purpose. That is their goal.
Yeah. I keep telling everyone, my friends, I'm like, read the Quran. There's over 100 verses in there that tell them to commit acts of violence against non-believers. And unfortunately, so many people shy away from that. But again, that's what's going on right now in our country. And like you described, Plano police obviously didn't really want to investigate when they realized he was Middle Eastern and the man who came after me. But most importantly, the school districts are serving halal food all the time now. That's been a big thing. Our mayor taking a kneeing and showing up to Epic and going to the mosque. And by the way, our governor, Greg Abbott, also another coward Republican, shuffling yes. our taxpayer money over to the mosque. That was uncovered by the Rare Foundation recently, and they're not denying it anymore. But our money is now being funneled to these mosques that are popping up all over our beautiful state. So it's really upsetting. Sam, we can't wait to have you back on the show because this is a topic that gets me fired up. Yes. I figured we hit the last few minutes with that. So thank you, Sean.
Let me say one more thing.
Sam, yeah.
Remove Abbott. Vote for Doc Pete Chambers for governor.
Yes. You have an we got to have a whole conversation about this because there's so many great people up right now who are running here in the great state of Texas, like for AG, for an example. And we got to talk about this because this will be a good discussion to have at a later date, maybe in studio in the future. Sam, thank you for joining me. Sam Shoemate, we appreciate your time as always. Of course, pleasure to have you on the show today, folks. We're still digging into this story. I will be at the Pentagon in just a matter of a few days. So when we do get there, when I do get there, I will be asking the Pentagon about this story because it's not going anywhere anytime soon. We need answers. Again, I understand that there's some information that should be classified, but overall, the American people deserve to understand what happened that day and not be shunned from any more information. So we will do just that. Folks, a lot happening over here. Don't go anywhere. More to discuss, of course, into the second hour of the program. But in the meantime, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com because right now we're giving away a free $10 and there's no minimum to spend. This is going to end next Monday. So you're going to want to head over to the Alex Jones store right now. Whenever you make a purchase, you get a free $10 to automatically be applied to your order at checkout. So many incredible items that you're going to want to indulge in, of course. We've got the methylene blue, colostrum back in stock, the ultimate sea moss capsules as well. This is where you're going to want to go if you want to improve your health over at thealexjonesstore.com or on the way.
You can judge a man by the enemies he dares to defy. He stands against those who would chain the voice of freedom, battling shadowy forces that seek to silence truth. He rises against those who would disarm the people, a lone sentinel guarding the rights of the many. Through the fire of unjust legal warfare, he fights. Not for himself, but for those who cannot. Stripped of wealth, betrayed by systems, yet driven by an unyielding hunger for justice. On the altar of truth, he swears an oath, enduring relentless assaults, slander, schemes, and ceaseless attacks.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
InfoWars is shutting down.
And he remains unbroken, unbowed, unstoppable. His enemies thought they could crush him, thought they could bury his resolve. They were wrong. From the ashes of their lies, he rises stronger. A beacon of defiance in a world of shadows. His enemies reveal his strength, his courage, his heart. But this fight is not his alone. It belongs to every soul who yearns for truth, who dares to stand tall. Will you join him? Will you rise against the tide of tyranny? For a man is not defined by the enemies he faces, but by the fire he carries within. Stand with him. Fight for truth. The battle begins now.
Forged in the fires of liberty, the Alex Jones Network Live app stormed to number one in Apple's trending news apps. Big tech tried to bury it, but freedom's flame can't be extinguished. AJN Live delivers raw truth, uncensored broadcasts, hard-hitting reports, and live alerts the elites dread. Don't let censorship win. Download now. Stand tall. Join the fight. AJN Live, forged by liberty, powered by truth. We'll be right back.
crazy day. Happy Tuesday, everyone. A lot going on. I don't know what's going on in the world today now that the internet's down. Cloudflare is down, which is apparently something that everyone uses. Twitter, ChatGPT, Citizen Free Press. That's my go-to source. So we are winging it right now. In case you're listening audio only and you want to see the show, you could just head on over to Rumble. We have a great Rumble channel that I probably should do more promotions on. You could find us over at the American Journal with Brianna Morello. It's the green check mark. That's us. Don't, you know, we got a lot of fans out there and I appreciate all the greatness that they do. But this is your go-to source for this very show. So head on over there. Make sure you like the show, of course. A lot. And I'm also in the Rumble chat, too. I used to do this all the time during our live stream. So if you're in the Rumble chat right now, shout out, say hello. We appreciate you watching, of course. Twitter's down. So that's where we are right now. We're also on band.video as well. But folks, we're going to get ready to kick off the second hour of the program because there's a lot happening right now in regards to Thomas Crooks. As many of you guys know, the FBI, the transparent FBI, I should say, not so transparent. Surprise, surprise. New house. New characters, same FBI. I'm not going to sell you a lie. I have been keeping my eye on the story in regards to Thomas Crooks for quite some time, but then I got on my off day. Someone reached out to me on Friday morning. It was a source that, hey, Brianna, we just gave an exclusive to Tucker Carlson in regards to who Thomas Crooks's social media pages were. Do you want a shot at it too? We're just going to give it to you and Miranda Devine. And so I said, heck yeah, we want it. Heck yeah, we do. And so as you see on independentnewsroom.com, that is my free newsletter, it's free. Don't say there's a paywall. There's no paywall. You just type in your email address. It's how I stay in touch with you, of course, in case the world wants to cancel me. But we have this free newsletter where I've posted the screenshots, and I'm going to keep dropping more and more as we continue to vet it and work our way through this document that I received. We'll keep posting to there, so that's where you're going to want to be. But we're learning about who Thomas Crooks is. And I'm going to tell you all about the social media accounts that we allege that he was running at the time prior to trying to kill President Trump. And it's very, very interesting because there was one thing that I'm going to outline. We'll do it with Ken Silva as well in regards to the individual who was communicating with Crooks on YouTube. I believe there's a little bit of dispute with what Tucker Carlson was reporting and what we're now learning. But we're also going to go and do a deep dive into this because the media was telling you, and the FBI was telling you, I should say, that he was a Trump supporter. But they didn't tell you about the drastic shift in his behavior, of course, because that was inconvenient. And prior to the pandemic, he was a Trump supporter, but then he made a drastic turn, pushing for mail-in ballots, criticizing those who use the term deep state, criticizing those who believe that there's election fraud and mail-in ballots, calling Trump, I believe he referred to him as stupid, but don't quote me on that, I have to dig it up. But he was going after him. Most importantly, though, we found this account, this multiple account on this website, and he's going by they, them pronouns on the profile itself. Now, again, because they take down these profiles, apparently once you commit a heinous act, so the government, because it doesn't want transparency, the government quickly sweeps in and tells all these social media pages to take it down. And then they tell us that there's no social media pages. So we're trying our best to vet through a lot of this, but keep in mind, we're going through archives, and that's what we have to work with. I'll break that down for you guys. Of course, a lot of violence on these social media accounts. It's hard for me to believe that the federal government had no idea who Thomas Crooks was before he got up onto that rooftop and tried shooting at President Trump and hit him in the ear, of course. But, oh, I guess I shouldn't say hit him in the ear if you're Christopher Wray or any of the scumbags of the FBI at the time. But it's just all so infuriating. I've even gotten more video of Crooks. The guy is just a weirdo in many senses. I don't even know how to describe it. This is just strange. All of it is just quite strange behavior. The videos that I had to look through, weird. We're going to break it all down for you, though, of course. So you're not going to want to go anywhere. We're going to kick off today's second hour of the program with Ken Silva joining me to break down who Thomas Crooks was. And the massive cover-up happening right now over at the FBI as they continue to claim that they are transparent. I'm calling BS on that. But let's dig into on that front. Make sure you download the app, though. In the meantime, head on over to alexjonesapp.com. That's alexjonesapp.com. In case those cowards lock that front door, that's where we're going to be, over at alexjonesapp.com.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Olive Shields Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. The internet's down. Cloud Flare is apparently what everyone uses these days, and it's not working out for Twitter, ChatGPT, or my buddies over at Citizen Free Press, but we are streaming live over on Rumble. If you haven't done so already, head on over to the official page. There's a lot of fraudsters out there, but we are on right now over at the American Journal. We are the green check mark, of course. Shout out to everyone right now over in the Rumble chat. I've got my eye on you guys. I've got my eye. So it's great to see you guys, of course. Thank you all for jumping on board and making the last minute change, because it was very, very important, of course, for you all to join us on all of this. And we got a lot going on. Folks, I will be, and we're going to have Ken Silva on in just a few moments, because Ken's got a lot to talk about. He's actually texting me right now. He's like, we've got more to talk about. And I'm excited to have him on to the show in just a few moments. But you may have seen, I was not here on Friday, but I was still working because, of course, the news never stops. And so I got a phone call. It was a very interesting one. It was from a source saying, hey, I've got something I want to send you. We just gave it to Tucker. Tucker ran it first, but we'd like to give you a second crack at it. And long and behold, it was a email that consisted of a lot of very important information in regards to who Thomas Crooks was. Now, for those of you at home who are unfamiliar, Crooks, according to the previous FBI, was supposed to be someone that we that didn't have a social media presence. But the problem is, when you lie about things, you start to create a bit of a curiosity layer. And one person did go out there and do some digging. What did they find? Well, of course, they found that the previous FBI lied to us and that Thomas Crooks was active on social media. In fact, he had several social media platforms that he was engaged in and was making numerous violent threats. Now, if you recall, they tried selling you on this idea that Thomas Crooks was an individual who was a right winger, a Trump supporter. Mind you, this is a guy who tried shooting and killing and assassinating President Donald Trump. They still, with a straight face, told you that. They also told you, Christopher Wray, that they're not really sure if President Trump was hit by a bullet. That happened too. So obviously, we have a new FBI, new characters at the FBI, and so we would expect a different layer of transparency. Well, unfortunately for us, the American people, that doesn't really seem to be happening. Taking place. So what's going on here? Well, Tucker Carlson released some of the content that we now have. A lot of it has to do with YouTube comments, which clearly through a timeline outlined that he was at one point a Trump supporter, but then he quickly shifted over to the left. Would be the best way to describe that one. Prior to the COVID pandemic, yes, he was out there threatening to kill Ilhan Omar, send her body back to Somalia. We do see those comments. But then drastic shift. He all of a sudden is a big supporter of those pandemic rules that they were trying to implement. You know, the ones that were taking away your rights. He was referring to people who did not want to comply with the COVID restrictions as people who were just selfish. Those were all in the YouTube discussions and the comments that he was putting out there. He also was also putting out a lot of information in regards to mail-in ballots. He apparently thought it was a myth that mail-in ballots lead to voter fraud. Again, not something that's obviously true, but he was going after Republicans for
for it and was saying, you know, that their rebuttal on saying that there is voter fraud is false. He didn't believe it. He also didn't really describe President Trump in the nicest of terms post the pandemic. But the FBI left all of this out. Now we have the evidence. Now we've posted this over at independentnewsroom.com. I've put these screenshots up for all of you, and we're slowly, as I'm going through it all, I'm going to be putting up more and more information. Again, it is a free newsletter that you guys could sign up for. But so I dropped some of these screenshots. And then yesterday I did a follow-up because there's more information that I think is quite relevant in regards to all of this. Now, hear me out, okay? We want to talk about this because you may have seen that Miranda Devine also got the same exact source information that I did. And apparently, according to the information that we received, multiple DeviantArt accounts potentially associated with Thomas Crooks, and again, I use that word potentially, well, apparently those accounts, one of them, which has been operational for 5 years, it looks like, although the birthday is inaccurate, it's still associated with an email account that was associated with Crooks. He goes by they, them pronouns. Interesting, because they left that part out for you, of course. Now, in another account, a secondary account, I outline all of this. The Epic Microwave, which has now been deleted. Again, this is what the FBI does. This is what our government does whenever someone commits a heinous attack or terrorist attack. They delete everything, their whole social media footprint, which obviously creates more curiosity, but also creates more conspiracies because now you want to know what was this person all about. So when you're scrubbing everything, you're doing your very best to create more chaos rather than answers. But they know that. They know that. This individual is posting illustrations, allegedly posting illustrations, which are very clearly violent. There's one of like some illustration where he's shooting. And the title itself said Killing Pedos. It was published on July 16th of 2023. There's another illustration that was published on June 19th, 2023. The purple character, again, and it's someone getting hit in the head with an object, which appears to be a pipe, and their head being cracked open, which is obviously very violent. And then there was this. Rod Swanson was one of the aliases that was being used for a PayPal account that was linked to Crooks. Now, again, I can't tell you how it's linked to Crooks. I can just tell you that there was a linkage between that PayPal account and Crooks, possibly using some type of, we'll leave it there. But, I mean, there is a direct link between him and this PayPal account. That's the reason why we're bringing it to you. Obviously, Rod Swanson, I know a lot of people were saying, I think it was a character on The Office. But interesting enough, that name also is of a former FBI senior agent, somebody who was responsible for investigating, many of you guys know, that Vegas mass shooting back in 2017. So that is not strange in regards to someone else who's looking to commit a heinous crime, referring to themselves as, or just trying to make a reference to a former law enforcement officer who was handling a case like that. And we know also based on his search history that there was a lot of questionable searches that were being made. And it just keeps going on. So there's a lot of violence with this individual. Now, why would the FBI hide this from you? Again, I'm going to say it. I sat there and endorsed the FBI director, Kash Patel, for his position. I was very excited for this. I would tell you all, this is cash or nothing. Now, I'm the fool because I can tell you the straight face that cash isn't the guy. We are not getting transparency from the federal government, from the FBI, although he'll sit there and he'll tell you all about it. It's not the case. And I can promise you it's not the case because when Tucker Carlson released his report, if you remember that night, the night before when he announced he was going to be releasing it, the FBI came out with their rapid response Twitter page. And then they gave Tucker Carlson comment on regards to his report as, well, how do you know that these accounts are accurate? Something like that. So they were trying to cast a little bit of speculation, but it's very clear based on the archives, messages that we've seen, the social media posts that we've seen, that this is him. So obviously, when all of us start circling around the FBI saying, we've got this, we've got this, we've got this, what happens? Well, the FBI finally is forced to issue a response. And so Kash Patel comes out and says, all right, he had a couple of social media accounts. You got us. You got us. We've been asking these questions for quite some time. Why is it now you're coming forward and telling us all about this? See, we shouldn't have to be the ones leading the investigation. I shouldn't have to be relying on a source to reach out to me to provide me with details as to what they've obtained. And for some reason, that's what we all have to do now. I bet you if I had to figure out what's going on here right now over at the FBI, if I could just, you know, hat on, they're probably doing more research into who is our sources behind all of this than the actual investigation into who Thomas Crooks was. Just a theory I'm floating out there. Time and time again, this is what's going on. The fact that he was able to get into there with a firearm and to get himself onto a roof that was supposed to be secured but wasn't secured, well, surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise. Ken Silva is waiting for us in the Zoom room right now, and he's good to go. All right, so Ken Silva's with. Oh, 1 second, guys. Sorry, folks. We have a limited capability right now with me. I'm still on like vacay mode, mind. But we'll bring Ken Silva in just a second because Ken's got a lot to talk about. Because we've been going through all of this. I've been sending him what I've got. I've been Ken, you know, bouncing ideas off each other, and he's been doing a lot of digging into who was communicating specifically with Thomas Crooks on YouTube. It was a very interesting name that was being floated out there. And we're going to have Ken tell you all about it. Ken joins us right now. He's one of the incredible individuals over at Headline USA, one of the great editors over there who has been one of the very few in just the whole journalism spectrum to cover this story through and through. So I'm excited to have him on the show to help put all of this into kind of context for you guys all at home. So Ken, thank you for being here. We're excited to have you on today. All right. So we've been doing the digging. I've been slowly posting up what we've been able to kind of verify as to potentially belonging these social media posts, potentially in the accounts belonging to Thomas Crooks. But it's a lot to kind of sift through. So based on what you've seen thus far, what have you made about all these social media posts that are coming out now?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me. I feel a little awkward kind of being the guest on your show, and this is your big scoop. But as you mentioned, I have been covering the Butler shooting pretty much every day since it happened. I was the guy that first released his internet metadata from the community college. And we did that by doing a FOIA request, and the college just sent us a bunch of jumbled up code, which we had to have a tech person decipher for us. And it gave some of the rough outlines of what you've really put meat on, including like we found out he had a Discord account, TikTok, Twitter, Snapchat. But again, that was all metadata. We didn't have any of his comments, which is what you've kind of released. So to actually answer your question, I guess the biggest thing that has stood out for me is his just openly violent rhetoric, which tells me that he had to have been on law enforcement's radar. I mean, Tucker Carlson said that when he broke the story on Friday. And, you know, I could just tell you that's 100% true, that the feds, not only feds, but private contractors, it's like a multi-million dollar industry specifically designed to, you know, find commenters who are making these threats and do threat assessments on them, find out who these people are and monitor them. And specifically, this was ramped up under the Biden administration after the Discord leaks, where we had that like 19-year-old kid in the Air Force National Guard, Jack Teixeira. He leaked a bunch of Ukraine war documents on Discord. And after that, they really upped their partnership with Discord and other platforms to monitor these kind of communities. We even have a GAO report from 2024 saying the FBI was partnering with Discord and other platforms. So he had to have been on the radar. You know, as far as the stuff that you've released goes, his communications with this Willie Tepes guy, I've found Willie Tepes's response. He's the account is linked to a Norwegian guy who's a member of the Nordic Resistance Movement, which is a neo-Nazi accelerationist group that was designated by the Biden administration as a foreign terror group in, I think, June 2024, which kind of ironically is the month before Crooks, you know, died. But he, according to a Google translation I ran, he kind of accuses Tucker of implicating him in Crooks' attack. And he says he has nothing to do with it. He says he wants change to be effected through democratic means. He disavowed violence, and he also accused Tucker of being a CIA agent who's just trying to get him in trouble. But unless the Google translation I read is incorrect, he didn't explicitly deny being the account that it was talking to Crooks back in 2020. So I would like to know more from this Willie Tepes guy. His full name is Bjorn Leafbrook or something. I can't pronounce it quite well, but you know, hopefully he'll actually come out and make more of the statement besides this one website.
Yeah, I think we need more answers, and I would actually love to give him a platform to kind of, you know, break and kind of tell us what's been going on. I mean, I think it was really interesting because, you know, initially it was that he was Antifa, and now we're hearing that that's not the case, that he was actually flagged, I believe it was, on an Antifa website and that doesn't have any association politically with them. So, again, I would love some answers there. Obviously, if he was also in communications with Crooks, I'd like to know if it was just public comments or possibly a private conversation that was also had, because I think that's really important for us to understand what was going on here. Again, this is all just kind of what we could draw from a very limited amount of resources that were being given, unfortunately, because we don't have a real transparent FBI. Ken, I'll let you sound off about that a little bit, because as you know, and I aligned to the audience, you know, we sat back and we were waiting for the FBI to come forward and give us some information on all of this. We thought new cast of characters, we're going to get some more transparency here. Unfortunately, that hasn't been the case. We have sat here and watched as they continue to go out here and deny things the last administration was denying as well. But to sit back and watch what happened to Tucker Carlson. Tucker's been working on the story since September, and he's been vetting through a lot of it, and I didn't get it until Friday morning, last Friday. And so he had a lot more time with the material that was given to him to kind of go through it all. When he reached out to the FBI, I believe they told him something to the degree of, well, how do you know this is real, what you're talking about here? And it's such an absurd thing to say, given the fact that it's very easy to track, and Tucker's been doing that extensively, but the FBI would know if it's real or not. So they come out and they issue that type of comment to Tucker, and then magically, once we all start getting our hands, me and Miranda Devine get our hands on the same document that Tucker had, we all start to realize that, yeah, this looks real. This looks like it's associated with Crooks. Again, we can't say it indefinitely because these accounts have been deleted. But again, if they weren't, why would they be deleted? I mean, why would YouTube delete the account if it wasn't associated with Crooks? It seems like an admission, but we're very limited with what we could talk about here on that front. But yeah, I just kind of want to get your take, because now all of a sudden, Cash Patel's coming clean, the FBI director, and he's like, all right, maybe he has a couple of social media accounts, maybe you got them, but he's not telling us specifically which ones are Thomas Crooks. What do you make of this fake, transparent FBI that we have to deal with right now?
Yeah, well, it's hard to tell if it's actually just incompetence or intentional kind of corruption. I was going back at a little history of the new administration and its disclosures in this case, which they haven't made any public disclosures, but apparently they did give the Senate a briefing where they took them in Quantico in February, right as the new FBI, the new administration was taking power. From what I sense, they brought them to the lab. They showed him the rifle that Crooks used. They showed him those explosives that they found in the trunk. You know, kind of superficial evidence that really doesn't answer our questions about what motivated him. Was he on the Fed's radar? Who was he in touch? Like, these are the kind of questions that we're really trying to get at the heart at now. And then the Senate, they released a report in July further saying that after that one trip to Quantico, the FBI didn't release any more information and didn't answer any of like their written follow-up questions. So it's very disturbing. To the incompetence factor, you know, we have had a lot of new information thanks to the media, including an interview with Helen Comparatore, the wife of the firefighter who died. And she says that after the shooting, the FBI took her husband's cell phone and they held it and they just put it in a storage locker. And she only got it back, I think, in like May of this year. And it turns out that the FBI didn't even look at it, even though Corey was filming when he was tragically shot. So that just tells me that, you know, they really didn't put their best foot forward as far as this investigation goes. And then you have the statements from Cash Patel and Dan Bongino themselves, where they had that really awkward looking interview with Maria Bartiromo. And they said, we've been briefed on all the evidence. They don't say they actually looked at the case file or reviewed the evidence themselves. They said they were briefed. And I think that's when Cash Patel around that time also said, I don't know that there's more to know. So again, and then this latest response to Tucker, they continue to insist that Thomas Crooks acted alone. I think Cash Patel even said, oh, we'll give more information when the trial's done, which obviously there's no trial because Thomas Crooks is dead. I don't know if he was confusing that with Ryan Ruth or what his thought process was. But again, that it, like, it's raises question, was this incompetence or corruption? They need to actually, well, Congress should probably have a hearing and drag them in front to answer these kind of questions.
Yeah, well, that's what one would think. I would like to hear some more information on this. And when they did bring Cash Patel forward to have his congressional hearing recently, there wasn't anything of substance really asked of the FBI director, and that was quite disappointing. It was mainly the focus of the Epstein stuff. But again, we want to know about these things. I think it's a distraction when you have the FBI director in front of you and they're not giving you the information that the American people want to see. We want to know more about all of this. And so, you know, we've got our eyes on focus in regards to all of this. Ken, I want to thank you for all the incredible work that you do, because you do an incredible job over at Headline USA. And I'm a fan of the work that you do, but also I'm happy to have you on our team, because, you know, as I'm trying to put stuff out there, and although I followed it, obviously, a lot of this, you followed it at just such a great level of detail. And so it's great to have you on to help us understand everything that's going on right now with Thomas Crooks. We'll probably have you on later again in this week, because there's just so much happening. So I look forward to having you back on the show. Again, folks, if you're not following Ken, I don't know what you're doing. You got to give him a follow on X. It's JD_cashless. So give him a follow. Ken Silva. Thank you so much for joining me, Ken. I appreciate it as always.
My pleasure.
All right, folks, I usually don't do this, but I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this because it's very, very important to put it in context. We got an exclusive for you, and I'm just getting the word in right now. So bear with me, because I reached out to TSA earlier today to understand specifically as to what happened to Elijah Schaefer and his producer. You may have seen the content that was posted on social media, on X specifically. Schaefer apparently was saying and showing a boarding pass that belonged to his producer, and it had the Quad S listed in the corner of that boarding pass. So I've reached out to TSA to understand specifically what's going on here, because he's claiming the FBI has now designated my personal security and operations manager of Rift TV as a national security threat. TSA telling me Elijah Schaefer is not a national security threat and has not been targeted with SSSS, the Quad S program, of course. His producer was simply a random selection that happens all the time to people through our system. He wasn't detained. He wasn't arrested. And it's also important to note that they're saying this is not the Quiet Skies program. They're adding that the Quad S program is just a slightly enhanced screening process that one would go through just randomly. So make whatever you want of it. You know, we get both sides of it. I always reach out to TSA for their comments, as well as Elijah Schaefer has come on this platform, has been on Alex's show and has outlined his claims. So that is both sides of it. TSA denying that he has been added to any type of national security list as a threat, his producer as well. They are just saying that this was just random. So take what you want from that. Folks, we got a lot more to unpack throughout the show today. Don't go anywhere. There's more on the American Journal. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com, because we're giving away a free $10 credit that will be applied to your order at checkout. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. No minimum required, and you get entered in a race to get a free Jeep, potentially.
I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. It was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you, and I want to support everything you guys are doing. But the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. I've tried every different type of greens powder out there. and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, that has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's for good, me. Right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on like my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's
like,
amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in this person, you're paying them. But like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to like the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you, because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, this is not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. As many of you guys know on this program, we do our very best to be fair and balanced. We cover both sides of a story. And one of those sides right now is in regards to claims that were made by Elijah Schaefer. As many of you guys know, he is one of the individuals who does Riff TV. And he recently came out. He's being sued right now by Cash Patel's girlfriend. Alex has had him on the show several times, and they've outlined the claims that they're currently making. But most importantly right now, there were claims that were made that him and his producer were added to the Quad S program. Now, I reached out to TSA because based on what I've covered, the Quad S program is supposed to be not in existence anymore. I've learned that the Quiet Skies program itself is not in existence, but TSA telling me that there is an additional security measure that sometimes that they still do, which is random. And so that's why you see those four S's on the corner of his boarding pass. But specifically, we just outlined to you that TSA tells me that Elijah Schaefer is not a security threat. It was not targeted with the Quad S. His producer was simply a random selection that happens all the time to people through our system. He wasn't detained. He wasn't arrested. Trisha McLaughlin, who I loved pieces because she has just been an incredible spokeswoman for DHS. Very responsive and helpful when you do have questions. She also responded to Elijah Schaefer moments ago saying no one from DHS threatened you. Your producer boarding pass included a random selection for extra screening just like thousands of other Americans daily. There was no secondary screening and absolutely no arrests. So there you have it. TSA responding, DHS responding to Eliza Schaefer's claims. And we'll continue to follow it as it develops, of course. All right, folks, a lot happening, though, right now. As many of you guys know, the internet's down for a lot of you. Twitter has not been working. ChatGPT not working. Citizen Free Press not working. A lot not working right now. Cloudflare, it looks like, is still down. I'm keeping my eye on it because I hope it comes back. We're not streaming live on X today, though. If you're listening audio only, head on over to our Rumble page, The American Journal, with Brianna Morello. It's the only one with the green check mark. That's how you know you're watching live, of course, and it belongs to us. I am in the chat. I'm watching what you guys are saying. You better be nice. You better be nice. And if you're not nice, guess what? I'll respond to you for not being nice. But we're keeping our eye right now on the chat. So many great people are in the chat right now. Shout out to Ed. Ed, obviously one of our very loyal viewers. He is in the chat, as well as Sonia Labosco and so many others right now. So make sure you head on over there to our Rumble page and drop a comment. All right, folks, let's talk about some of the important stories that you may have missed earlier today. I want to talk about Donald Trump. Yesterday, he held a summit for McDonald's owners. No, seriously, that happened yesterday at the White House. He's very passionate about his McDonald's. Just don't tell RFK Jr. because he will not like it. But yes, oh, we even got a little dance in. We got a little dance in. Yesterday, he highlighted how he is trying his very best to make McDonald's great again. It is his mission right now to do just that. He outlined it. He's doing his best to try to combat a lot of the expenses that McDonald's owners have had to face over these last few years. And we've got clip one for you that we want to play because it is Donald Trump specifically outlining why McDonald's has become so expensive over these last 4 or 5 years. Take a listen.
But Joe Biden's prices and his hikes cost a typical American family an estimated $33,000 and hit your workers and your customers and your small businesses very, very hard. The Biden administration started the affordability crisis, and my administration is ending it. I'm ending it. Prices are way down. If you just look, so we don't have, as I said, the inflation, but our energy prices are way down. And, you know, despite hamburgers being a big business, energy is one business that's bigger. When you get energy down, everything else is affected. If you start bringing the price of gas, that's like a massive tax cut. And they were selling, you know, they were having gasoline at $4.75 a gallon and $4.50, $3.50, $3.75. We're very much, we're going to be able, it looks like we're going to be able to hit $2 a gallon in the not too distant future. But let's say we're $2.50, $2.70. Other than places like California, that's not fair because they put so high a tax on that you're really paying a lot of that price is the tax that you're paying to government, which is horrible, actually, what they do. The price of gasoline and the price of energy is way down. So when energy comes down, you make the donuts, you make the chicken, you make whatever you're making. Everything is all about energy. You have to deliver it. You have the trucks. You have the fuel. When energy comes down and it's come down fast, we had an expression, drill, baby, drill. And I drilled, baby, drilled, I tell you, we drill. And last month it was announced we produced more oil and gas than any time in the history of our country by far. And when you do that, everything comes down. You don't even have to look at the numbers. And it's all beautifully coming down. And as per your chief executive and your chairman and everybody else, they tell me the prices at McDonald's are coming down. It's moving down. Unfortunately, they were so high in the last administration that people aren't that happy because it was so high. So even though it's coming down and coming down a lot, they want to see where it was, like when I was president. And we'll be getting it very close to that number, maybe even better, depending on what we do with energy. But the energy is coming way down.
All right. So that's the president speaking about McDonald's prices. That is a big priority for the guy who has rapidly been promoted as the guy on the fries, who the guy running the White House these days. As many of you guys know, President Trump, a big, big fan of McDonald's. And so he's going to do his very best to bring down the food costs over at Mickey D's. He's also launched an investigation into those the DOJ has into the beef prices, and a very incredible woman is now going to be leading in, well, she's going to be leading the investigation over at the Antitrust Division. So we look forward to following what they find as to why beef prices are so expensive. And according to experts, are saying the prices are still going to keep going up. We don't know why, though, although we have some, we can speculate a little bit here and there. All right, let's shift gears a little bit to Jeffrey Epstein, because people can't stop talking about Jeffrey Epstein these days, mainly because Democrats are trying their very best to use these victims as their political prop right now. Unfortunately, so many Democrats have decided this is the battle that they're going to now start fighting against the White House with. And they've done just that. Now, when asked all the time, you know, like, why when Joe Biden was occupying the White House, why didn't you guys release anything on Epstein then? They never seem to answer the question. But Senator Chuck Schumer, they caught him in a really weak moment because apparently he can't hear anymore. He was asked in clip two by a reporter as to why was Joe Biden never asked to release the Epstein files? And surprise, surprise, well, he didn't really understand what he was being asked, I guess. Take a listen.
Senator, on that note, just I guess a question that's out there. Why wouldn't they have been released the last 4 years when President Biden was in office?
Well, that's the question every American is asking. Not every American, but so many Americans are asking. What the hell is he hiding? Why doesn't he want them released?
What the hell is he hiding? Why doesn't he want them released? Yeah, the question every American is, in fact, asking, you fool. Joe Biden did nothing in regards to Epstein, and now that it's politically convenient for Democrats to launch their politically motivated attack at the expense of sex crime victims, well, they've done just that. They've done just that. President Trump, though, he has been very defensive over the matter. As many of you guys know, I don't like it when he refers to it as a hoax, but what he's really trying to refer to, and just needs to do a little bit better phrasing, he's referring to it as a Democrat hoax in regards to, well, why? Why all of a sudden now are they interested in this? Because they have been the ones who have been communicating privately with Jeffrey Epstein. We know that, especially members of Congress. They had no problem but to text Epstein directly back in 2019, so it wasn't that long ago. So again, folks, we want to talk about just that. Take a listen to clip three as President Trump continues to defend his stance on the Epstein documents. But folks, he's also saying that, yeah, I actually support us making those records public at this point. So just bring him on. Let's do it. Take a listen.
Here's what I want. We have nothing to do with Epstein. The Democrats do. All of his friends were Democrats. You look at this Reid Hoffman, you look at Larry Summers, Bill Clinton, they went to his island all the time, and many others are all Democrats. All I want is I want for people to recognize the great job that I've done. I believe that many of the people that we, some of the people that we mentioned are being looked at very seriously for their relationship to Jeffrey Epstein, but they were with him all the time. I wasn't at all. And we'll see what happens. I'm for any, I don't, they can do whatever they want. We'll give them everything. Sure I would. Let the Senate look at it. Let anybody look at it. But don't talk about it too much because honestly, I don't want to take it away from us. It's really a Democrat problem. The Democrats were Epstein's friends, all of them. And it's a hoax. The whole thing is a hoax. And I don't want to take it away from really the greatness of what the Republican Party has accomplished over the last period of time.
All right. So President Trump wants to keep the focus on his accomplishments, obviously, at the White House. And so just release everything. Let's do it. Well, might actually get a vote today in the House on the Epstein files, whether or not they will be released. We look forward to seeing just that. Again, we've been waiting. We've been waiting for far too long for this, and it's really truly infuriating to sit back and to watch Democrats pretend like, huh, now's the time to release these documents. Where were you all these years? Now, we're keeping our eye in regards to what's happening in the House as we wait for that vote. Let's just take a listen in, because this is the vote right now, potentially, for the Epstein files and the Transparency Act. Let's listen in.
AI literacy and education guidelines, we can lead with clarity, govern with integrity, and ensure the innovative breakthroughs AI brings can continue serving the public good. Mr. Speaker, 3 months ago, I shared the story of Benjamin Guerrero Cruz, a senior at Reseda High School who was detained by ICE while walking his dog. Benjamin is an older brother, a loving son, and a valued member of the community. He is a child. For the past 3 months, Benjamin has been in ICE detention at the Adelanto Detention Facility. ICE has been forcing his family to live a nightmare. Benjamin was transferred between two states and three detention facilities in 24 hours without his family knowing. If that was happening to Benjamin, imagine who else it's happening to. That is why I introduced the INFORM Act. My bill holds ICE accountable for the nightmare they are forcing families like Benjamin's to live through. Many immigrant families in my district do not know the whereabouts of their loved ones after they are detained by ICE. I have been urging ICE leadership to answer for their chaotic, inconsistent, and cruel decision-making processes that have torn apart families across the country. My bill respects the dignity of immigrant families and promotes government transparency. I will continue showing up to detention facilities and working with my...
There's nothing like using sex crime victims to platform yourself to push for the illegal aliens who've been invading our country for quite some time with a sympathetic story. Yeah, and forget about those who have been sexually assaulted along the way as well. I mean, it's just like... Hey, lady, we're here for something else. We're here for something else. So we'll bring it to you when someone with a pulse makes their way to the microphone, to that podium to speak. But in the meantime, I want to bring you to clip four because James Comer, the chairman of the Oversight Committee, he is out here going after Democrats for doing what you just saw there, using this opportunity instead of helping these sexual assault survivors out. Instead, they're using it for their own political gain. And Comer is calling it out. Take a listen.
What do Democrats think they are going to get out of this that would, in their view, compromise this White House?
They have no idea, Laura. They're just fishing. They don't care about the victims. They don't care about providing justice for the victims or giving the American people the truth. They only care about one thing, and that's trying to embarrass Donald Trump. They hope and pray there's something in these documents that will embarrass Trump. I've subpoenaed the estate. We've produced over 65,000 pages of documents, and there's nothing in there about Donald Trump that hadn't already been disclosed, that President Trump hasn't already explained. All we find are new problems with Democrats like Stacey Plaskett and Hakeem Jeffries.
Shame on them, of course, but not surprising. Not surprising. They don't really care for victims. Instead, they only care about themselves. It's all about how can we use this as a political opportunity to advance ourselves, our political agenda. And that's what's going on here. Oh, you know, some good news is finally coming from all of this. Finally, someone is embarrassed by all of the latest document dump. Larry Summers, remember him? Larry Summers is somebody who has been accused for many years of having a very close personal relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Of course, they all deny it, but guess what? We got emails. Now he's deeply ashamed, and he's going into hiding. The ex-Treasury Secretary and Harvard professor Larry Summers announced on Monday that his plans to step back after the public viewed emails between him and the pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein. The former Clinton-Obama administrative official had exchanged emails and text messages with the disgraced financier well after his 2008 guilty plea, which obviously, as many of you know, that was based in Florida. That's when everyone knew he was a pedophile. And, you know, he was still texting him. Epstein's July 2019 arrest on federal child sex trafficking. Of course, many of you guys are familiar with that. But Larry Summers coming out saying, I am deeply ashamed of my actions and recognize the pain they have caused. Well, he probably just should have stopped texting a pedophile. Probably should have stopped that. The 70-year-old professor is going to continue on teaching over at Harvard, though. Not too embarrassed to stop himself from doing that. But, of course, Summers joked with women, or with Epstein about women, apparently, having a lower IQ than men and being less intelligent. Those are some of the messages that came about. So again, they love to sit there and shift and point blame at President Trump and others. But they don't want to talk about their own personal relationships with the convicted pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein. Apparently in one of the emails he also wrote, this is Summers, Do the Russians have stuff on Trump? Today was appalling, even by his standards. Summers even asked Epstein if Trump was a cocaine user a month before the president defeated Hillary Clinton. So they were all trying to dig up dirt by using Jeffrey Epstein. Obviously, nothing lasted. These scumbags, tried their very best to use Epstein because they all knew he was a pedophile. They all knew he had dirt. And so what does one person do when you are in politics? Well, you obviously, you're a political hack who doesn't actually care about sex crime victims. You leech on to a convicted pedophile because, well, you know he's got the dirt on a lot of important people. And that's what you see. That's what you see here. So again, I've always called for the release of everything regarding Jeffrey Epstein, obviously, with being respectful of the victims in all of this. But these people only do when it's politically convenient, when they want to go after President Trump, as you see here, as you see Summers trying to get some type of dirt on Trump. These people are scum. Absolute scum. I want to talk about how CNN is lying about President Trump. They do it every day, constantly every day. But this one's a little bit more of a laughable moment here because they're trying to claim that President Trump only promised to deport the most severe illegal aliens. They missed the whole part where he was campaigning and saying that he wants mass deportations and he will carry through if reelected, obviously. They missed all of that. Now CNN, in clip five, you're going to hear how CNN is out here trying to drum up this brand new narrative. All of a sudden now CNN is saying, oh, he didn't say mass deportations. He was only going to get rid of the worst of the worst. Take a listen.
To Jackie's point, it's not going to slow down. No. Stephen Miller, Kristi Noem, they are calling on ICE to be even more aggressive. They want to get more deportations. They want to see these numbers go even higher. So they're only going to increase these tactics. There's no sign that they're backing down.
What the president had said is we're going to get the criminals out of the country and what the people who work for him have said is, we don't care if they have actually committed crimes here. They see the crime, which it technically is, of being in the U.S. without being a citizen illegally.
And I think
not just without being a citizen.
Well, I think what we've heard from voters is they really did believe the president when he said that the criminals were the ones that were being targeted, not their next door neighbor who had been in the country for 20 years, et cetera, et cetera. But that's what's happening. And I think you saw in some of these off-year elections, you saw the beginning of this repercussion. And I think there's a lot of reasons for Republicans to be concerned, as both of you have pointed out, going into these midterms.
Yeah. And remember what they said at the beginning of this administration? People were all asking them, the administration, who are they going to deport first? How are you going to carry out the largest deportation effort in American history? And they kept saying, the violent criminals will get out first. Yep. That's what we're going to do.
Hey, listen, plot twist. When you illegally enter the United States of America, you commit a crime. Therefore, you are a criminal. Therefore, you are deported because you committed a crime. That's what Americans voted for. As many of you guys know, I can't stop talking about it. Plano, Texas is being invaded. It was actively being invaded under the Biden regime, but we're seeing more and more evidence of just that. Take a look at this story, because I actually got the alert. There was a woman who was hit over the head with a hammer. I believe this was on Friday morning as well. We're going through all of the other stuff, but I waited and waited to see what the name was of the suspects. They made an arrest. The suspect had like five last names, so I just automatically reach out to DHS once I see that. And I asked DHS, hey, is this guy an illegal alien? Well, we learned that in fact he is. The suspect involved, allegedly, his first name is Sergio, 17 years old, apparently hits this woman as she's jogging through Bob Woodruff Park on Thursday afternoon, 5 p.m., sun's still up. He apparently hit this woman over the head with a hammer repeatedly, according to reports, while she was just jogging at the park. Plano police responded. The woman was jogging again. The unknown man struck her with a hammer at least twice. She apparently fought back, and he fled the scene. Now, according to police, her injuries were non-life-threatening, thank God. But police said that he brought duct tape. I wonder what he was looking to do with duct tape. 17 years old, and this is what he's doing. And in case you're wondering, of course, he had a criminal record. We know just that because, well, police have shared that information. Again, he had a duct tape and other items with him that are not being disclosed at this time. Now, again, he fled the scene. He was quickly arrested 4 hours later. And just to put this in perspective, now he's charged with aggravated kidnapping with bodily injury and first degree, which is a first degree felony. And ISIS placed a detainer on him since we've reached out. But here's my concern with all of this. Joe Biden, he was originally arrested. Apparently, he was also arrested back in 2024 over a allegation of robbery. He was detained by ICE, and then he was released because, well, the Biden administration thought it was best to release him. So thank God this woman is okay and she is alive and she is going to survive. But the level of trauma that she probably experienced after being hit in the head with a hammer by a man who was just there, probably trying to either sexually assault her or murder her, we can only assume now. The level of trauma is just going to take years and years and years for this woman to have to figure out and to go through and to try to figure out how do you live life after that. It's absolutely gut-wrenching, again, folks, that this keeps happening. Also, in case you missed it, there was a terrorist, alleged terrorist, who was arrested by ICE as well. Same day. This individual is accused by his own government of being a terrorist. Apparently, we gave him a CDL license. He was found in Kansas, according to DHS. And he was wanted since 2022 for distributing terrorism propaganda, calling for jihad online, and recruiting terrorists to join his jihad movement. Good thing we gave him a CDL. So this guy could drive around. I can't even pronounce that name if you paid me to. I'll say my joke, but I usually have to spare myself of that joke because some people don't find it funny. But folks, this is the kind of garbage that has been imported into this country by the Biden regime, and nobody's vetted it. Nobody. But now the Biden administration, obviously now that they're gone, the Trump administration has to go out there and do the grabbing of these people. No surprise there. Folks, don't go anywhere. We've got a lot more to discuss in just a few moments. We're going to be covering the genocide in Nigeria. As many of you guys know, it's been a horrific genocide going on for many, many years. The White House now putting a light on it. So don't go anywhere. We've got more to discuss in just a few moments.
You can judge a man by the enemies he dares to defy. He stands against those who would chain the voice of freedom, battling shadowy forces that seek to silence truth. He rises against those who would disarm the people. A lone sentinel guarding the rights of the many. Through the fire of unjust legal warfare, he fights. Not for himself, but for those who cannot. Stripped of wealth, betrayed by systems, yet driven by an unyielding hunger for justice. On the altar of truth, he swears an oath, enduring relentless assaults, slander, schemes, and ceaseless attacks.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
InfoWars is shutting down.
And he remains unbroken, unbowed, unstoppable. His enemies thought they could crush him, thought they could bury his resolve. They were wrong. From the ashes of their lies, he rises stronger. A beacon of defiance in a world of shadows. His enemies reveal his strength, his courage, his heart. But this fight is not his alone. It belongs to every soul who yearns for truth, who dares to stand tall. Will you join him? Will you rise against the tide of tyranny? For a man is not defined by the enemies he faces, but by the fire he carries within. Stand with him. Fight for truth. The battle begins now.
Forged in the fires of liberty, the Alex Jones Network Live app stormed to number one in Apple's trending news apps. Big tech tried to bury it, but freedom's flame can't be extinguished. AJN Live delivers raw truth, uncensored broadcasts, hard-hitting reports, and live alerts the elites dread. Don't let censorship win. Download now. Stand tall. Join the fight. AJN Live, forged by liberty, powered by truth.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited to have you on. In just a few moments, I'm going to be joined by Judd Saul. Judd has been on the ground in Nigeria trying his very best to help save those Christians that we've been talking about for a very long time now who are being murdered, slaughtered. And it's been absolutely devastating to sit back and watch. President Trump, though, shining a light on it and trying to bring more attention and more public pressure, threatening for a federal intervention in Nigeria, with our government at least. So we look forward to talking to Judd in just a few moments to get the details on the ground, because he was just in Nigeria. I was actually talking to him, texting with him, and trying to understand more as to what was going on the ground, because there was a lot of reports out there suggesting that the Nigeria government all of a sudden was stepping in now and arresting these Islamic terrorists. But to my surprise, and I use that term lightly because it's not really to my surprise, Judd has a lot of information he'd like to debunk so the American people understand what's actually happening on the ground. So it's very important that we have him on the show today. He's the individual who is the founder of TruthNigeria.com. So it'll be great to discuss that with him in just a bit. A lot happening on that front, though. A lot more happening, too. We're going to have somebody on the show, hopefully today. I'm looking forward to it. It's kind of a last-minute booking for me, but there's one guy, and I follow him on Instagram, and he's hilarious. He's hilarious. When we talk about the takeover of Islam in the West, this guy's got a good sense of humor. His name is Ryan Williams. And he's been very, very funny on the, it's a very serious issue, but you know, every now and then you need a little bit of light humor. But he goes on and he wears bacon and they don't like that, as he goes out there and tells, those who are invading his country that, get out. Don't come to the West with Sharia law. And, they're not very happy about it. He also tells them to leave the goats alone. I'll spare you of the actual direct quote from that, but he's supposed to be joining us hopefully today. He was just stopped while he made his way back into the UK. They actually used their Terrorism Act. As many of you guys know, that's what they used against Tommy Robinson, to grab his cell phones and to gain access to all of that. So we look forward to having him on the show today, because although he does have a sense of humor in regards to Islam, you can't insult them in the UK. It is actually apparently an act of terror if you talk about how horrific Islam is. And so he's joining us to sound off on that, hopefully today. It was quite the last-minute booking, but we look forward to having him on the show for that. So we'll be digging into that, folks. We got more to uncover, too, in regards to so many of the stories that are popping up all over the internet as well. As many of you guys know, we filter our way through. We try to ask everyone on both sides for comment regarding certain stories. So I've got a couple of good ones coming your way. Remember that story that we talked about? And I'll bring you the details in a little bit. Senator Tammy Duckworth actually just fired one of her staffers, who apparently was trying their very best to pretend like they were a lawyer. I'll break down the details for you for that, because that was a lot. That was a lot. And it's a great story to understand and to hear about. So again, we have a lot happening in the third hour of the program. Time really flies by on the show. Time really flies by. She announced that yesterday, firing out a letter. I'll detail that. Also, the internet's still down. Twitter not working completely. Trying to message people, not happening, not happening. If you're watching right now on Rumble, welcome. We're excited that you guys are all here. Don't put up the Rumble chat, because there's someone being very vulgar in the Rumble chat right now, but we have the Rumble chat going on right now. Drop your comments in there, of course, but you know, if you're not very nice, we'll just hit the block button. But we're trying our best. We won't air, obviously, the comments that are being made back and forth by children. Probably not children, probably just low-life losers. But we're keeping our eyes on the Rumble chat. If you haven't done so already, we have an incredible Rumble page. You could like the show. That's where we are right now. Rumble actually doesn't use Cloudflare. So now there's all these issues going on right now on other platforms. They're live. They're operational. Head on over to the American Journal with Brianna Morello page. It's the one with the green check mark. That's how you know it's us. Give us a follow over there. We've got a lot going on, though. We're also on band.video right now, and that's not shut down either. So we got that going on for ourselves. So head on over there if you're listening audio only, and make sure you watch the show. We got a lot more to unpack in just a few moments. Don't go anywhere. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. A lot happening there. We're giving away a free $10. No minimum required, of course, when you head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. That's going to end soon. So you're going to want to do this right now. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com today.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world. Yes!
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all joining us today. A lot happening over here. We are exposing all of the lies that the corporate media will tell you, that the government tells you. We're exposing it today on today's show. Exclusive content you'll never see anywhere else because everyone's a group of cowards. But I'm not. We're fearless over here on InfoWars, and that's what we're doing today. We're digging into a lot of the lies and trying to bring you the truth. Let's just focus right now on Nigeria. As many of you guys know, Nigeria has been the focus of President Donald Trump's, and he's done an incredible job at outlining just that. But there's a lot of disinformation being brought out there, and to be as fair as possible, I've covered it extensively on my podcast. We've had, Lara Logan on my show where we've walked through the details as to what's going on in Nigeria. That interview dates years ago that I did with her on that issue. But there's a lot more that I'm learning now. A lot more that I'm learning now. And as we continue to sift through all the information, it's important that we have people who understand what's happening on the ground. There's one website. Whenever I ask people, what do they rely on when it comes to finding out the truth as to what's happening in Nigeria? There's one website, it's truthnigeria.com, that everyone tells me that they have to go to. They tell me all the time. That's the website you're going to want to head on over to. Jude Saul joins us now. He is the founder of truthnigeria.com. He was just in Nigeria a few days ago when I spoke to him on the phone. And I'm trying to go through all the information. And I'm asking him specifically, what's going on here? And he's helping me expose the truth. He's also someone who is doing his very best to equip those who are being persecuted. He's the founder of Equipping the Persecuted. And again, also the founder of truthnigeria.com. And he joins us today to kind of sift through everything. And it's an honor to have him on today's show because, again, he's the go-to source for everyone who I respect who focuses on this issue. So I want to thank him for being here, and I want to go through a lot of the information. So, Jude, I want you to kind of sit down with us and give us a little bit of background as to specifically what's happening in Nigeria right now, because we hear from President Trump, and he's outlining the genocide that's happening against Christians, and there's several Islamic groups in the area that have been going out there and have been the ones conducting this genocide. But there's a new group that I've never heard of before, and I only heard of it when I actually called you on the phone to talk about it, that's really leading the horrific acts that we see being carried out in Nigeria right now. So enlighten our audience with a little bit of background on the issue.
Okay, so to sum it all up real fast, what's going on in Nigeria is a very slow systemic genocide against Christians in Nigeria perpetrated by radical Islamists. There's a few different tribes and few different groups of radical Islam that are battling each other for who's the more hardcore, but overall, Boko Haram, ISIS of West Africa, and the Fulani ethnic militia have one goal, and that's to eventually turn Nigeria into a caliphate. And what you're seeing is just a systematic takeover, death by a thousand attacks, little village after little village after little village, taken over from the north. And, once they move in, they get a population, they get political control, then the killing starts. And then the politics lays cover for the killing. And that's essentially what you're seeing right now in Nigeria, and why it's sprouted up so much right now is because they are really hitting very, very majority Christian areas and wreaking havoc in those areas. And they're running around the country unimpeded by the Nigerian government.
Yeah, and I wanted to get into that a little bit because there was a report on Fox, and I wanted your clarification on that. But before I get there, I want to kind of sift through what's going on right now in the media, because the media has been putting out false information in regards to the genocide taking place in Nigeria right now. And there was just a report, sadly, yesterday that was put out. And it's heartbreaking to see, but I want to bring our audience's attention to this, because this was in the Associated Press. And I actually reached out to you before we wanted to put it on air, because I wanted to vet it with you. Now actually looks like they've updated and they've actually included the words Islamic State, but they didn't before. So let me just read this to you. So sadly, there was a gunman who attacked a high school in northwestern Nigeria. Now this was before dawn on Monday. They've taken 25 schoolgirls and killed at least one staffer. That's according to their report. Now they've officially added that there's some type of Islamic group to this. At first, they refused to use the word Islam. In fact, it was just motivated by religion that these recent attacks that have been taking place. But they also say that there's no connection to a militant group in this attack. What are you hearing from your sources on the ground in regards to this? Is there any type of Islamic militant groups that have been the ones who initiated this attack?
Yeah, it's the same people that have been kidnapping and killing Christians for the last 30 years. It's the Fulani ethnic militia. Now, our team in Truth Nigeria contacted witnesses on the ground and contacted local officials, and eyewitnesses saw them come in on their bikes, the Fulani ethnic militia. This is the radical Islamist Fulani tribe. They came in on their bikes with guns, and they kidnapped the girls, and they got out scot-free. Now, for some reason, you know, in all these kidnapping incidents that happen on a regular basis in Nigeria, they're never confronted by the police or military. And by eyewitness accounts, these are Fulani. They are speaking Fulani. They are dressed like Fulani. They're acting like Fulani. Well, guess what? They must be Fulani. And this is the tribe that works all over the Middle Belt and northern Nigeria, conquering, kidnapping. And this is the, and when they kidnap these girls and when they do kidnappings, this is how they pay for their war. They ransom out these girls. People pay the money, and then they take that money and they refuel the operation, and it's just an endless cycle.
Why is it? Well, let me get to this clip first. I think this one's really important because I reached out to you when I saw it, because we played it on this show, and I wanted to make sure that after we played it, of course, that just to get your shake on it. But there was a individual on Fox News who said that after President Trump started posting about this on Truth Social and declared that the Department of War to get involved in all of this and prepare to potentially take any type of military action in Nigeria, there was an individual who was on Fox saying, you know, the Nigerian government is taking this very, very seriously now and has started arresting Islamic terrorists. I want you to take a listen to this clip. And then get your reaction on that front. Take a listen.
Weekend, and he weighed in very strongly, talking about not just economic aid, but potential for American military involvement in Nigeria. Do you think that's necessary? Do you like hearing that from the president?
I like hearing it from the president that he's willing to do it. I don't think it's going to come to that. In fact, from my people on the ground, I'm already hearing that the Nigerian government is starting to snap in line and start to take action against some of these terrorist forces.
What have you heard? What are they doing?
They're now reporting that they've arrested terrorists, that there are arrests happening, that they are countering some of these groups, the Fulani militias, the Boko Harams, the Islamic State of the West African Province, and they're pushing back against them, and they're putting it out, and they're wanting people to know, hey, we're taking action. And so my prayer is that continues to happen, that we'll see that kind of response from the Nigerian government without us having to take any action.
Okay, so I want to get your take on this because this obviously, if this is said on Fox News, the president's got his ear to it. So it sounds like, and this is the problem with this, it sounds like now that he's issued these threats, the Nigerian government is actually responding by protecting Christians in Nigeria by making these arrests. But you were on the ground when all this was happening, and you worked directly with these Christians who are being killed.
Right.
What is your takeaway from that type of report?
Let me give a background real quick. So I have a staff of 150 Nigerians spread through several states in Nigeria that work with our operation at equippingthepersecuted.org. Mm-hmm. Not only that, we have over 20 journalists spread out in several different states. So when attacks occur, when things happen, our team is actually on the ground when this happens. When there's an attack, our people are there within 24 hours investigating and asking the right questions. So when I say my people on the ground, I actually have people on the ground, and I'm not just going to some policy wonk or some staffer in the embassy that never leaves the embassy and doesn't know what the hell's going on in Nigeria. What's happening is nothing has changed. The attacks are still happening. The kidnappings are still happening. While I was in Nigeria, we were going to go do an intervention in Benue State, McCurdy, and we couldn't go because the Fulani attacked the main highway, killed several people, and kidnapped several people. And that made the area too dangerous for us to go. This is while I was in Nigeria. So nothing's changed. What you're seeing is, essentially, is there is a deep state. All right. We all know deep state. I'm on InfoWars. So yes, there's a deep state and there are actors within our own government that want to keep the status quo for whatever reason. We have been providing very good information, good resources. Some people like what we have to say. Others in the government hate what we have to say because it counters everything that they've been portraying, which is essentially lazy work. They have not actually gone on the ground and seen what's going on. And if you want to know what, how our embassies work, is the embassy, the people in our embassies in Abuja, Nigeria, and in Lagos, they never leave the embassy. They get what's going on from the Nigerian government. They never do their own investigating. And so when people in Washington say, well, my people on the ground said this, they don't know what's going on. And we're trying to change that. And that's why we created truthnigeria.com. And that's why we're trying to give a voice to those who are actually being persecuted. But I can tell you that guy on Fox News, I don't know who that gentleman was, but he's full of it because it's not true.
Yeah. And it is deeply concerning when they push that out because then President Trump thinks that his Truth Social posts are working and that they are actually going out there and trying to protect these Christians when that's not the case. And it's very dangerous. Jude, why do you think that happens though? Do you think that's just like pure ignorance or do you think that there's an alternative motive there?
Nigeria is a very complex situation and there is a lot of money to be made by keeping the status quo. Yeah. And there's a lot of financial interests involved in keeping the status quo. If Trump fully designates Nigeria as a country of particular concern and we start throwing in sanctions on Nigeria and recognizing that there's a genocide going on, that stops foreign investment, that stops World Bank loans. A lot of money stops flowing once you acknowledge a genocide going on in a country. Yeah. And so there's a lot of business interests and a lot of lobby interests that want to keep the status quo to keep the money flowing.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. I mean, that makes sense. That makes complete sense as we sit here and continue to watch that. I was scratching my head wondering why would someone even say that on this platform that they have? But now you just kind of clarify that for us, so thank you for that. Speaking of platform, though, we're waiting, yeah. And I have to say this with a straight face, but it's a good on one part, but, you know, right now over at the UN, we're waiting for the rapper Nicki Minaj to speak. She's going to be trying to bring more attention to what's going on in Nigeria right now, but again, she's not someone who, I mean, I don't know what her level of expertise is, but she might not know all the information that's necessary to speak to the UN right now. Just I kind of want your take on this because it's going to happen around 1:15 p.m. Eastern time. She's expected to speak. I think it's a great thing to bring attention to this, but what do you make of it?
I welcome any and all attention to the issue because I've been at this for 6 years with felt like I was talking against a brick wall to get people to care about what's going on. So seeing Nicki Minaj come out and speak out on this, I welcome it, but we have to get the narrative correct here. And the evil people are not just Boko Haram and ISWAP. And you know, there's a big narrative shift just trying to focus on Boko Haram and ISWAP that are avoiding the Fulani ethnic militia. There is a lot of money being spent to cover up what the Fulani are doing in Nigeria because the Fulani have infiltrated the Nigerian military. They've infiltrated all aspects of the Nigerian government. And so if you call the Fulani ethnic militia and the Fulani out by name, that is who we need to be focusing and going after. And there's a lot of money being spent to just focus on Boko Haram, you know, the big shiny object, but they're not the ones that are killing all the Christians. And we have to get the narrative correct. And I'm praying that Nicki Minaj gets that correct. And I pray that people at the UN get that correct. But I can tell you, we're getting a lot of pushback behind closed doors because they don't want to actually admit and go after who's killing the Christians.
Yeah.
And so I'm praying that they get the narrative right.
Yeah. Well, that's why we wanted to have you on the show, and we're going to keep having you on because I want to make sure we get this accurately put forward, because the American people deserve to know what's actually happening right now in Nigeria. Let's just say you have President Trump's ear for the next couple of minutes. What would you ask of him? How can he assist those in Nigeria right now?
I would tell Trump to make Nigeria an offer they can't refuse. I would like to have him empower the right people in the Nigerian government to do the right thing to protect their own citizens. I don't want to send American troops there. I would like to see the Nigerian government love the innocent citizens of its country more than they love their terrorist friends that are giving them money. I would like to see that change. And I would like to see Trump, like I said, give them some sort of offer they can't refuse. But if military intervention is what it takes, then so be it. But the genocide and the killing has to stop. And we can't do that unless we stop playing these word games.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's really important. And I want to talk about the work that you're doing as well, because you do incredible work. Again, Lara Logan speaks so highly of the incredible work that you do on truthnigeria.com. But most importantly, we've also spoken about the Equipping the Persecuted. And that's one of the organizations that you founded. Now, I think it's fascinating that what you've done there thus far, because you continue to serve those in Nigeria and try to help them fight to push back on this genocide. And you're helping training them. So can you walk our audience through the great work that you've been doing so far in Nigeria through this organization?
So since we started 6 years ago, we've been able to help 500,000 persecuted Christians. We have been able to respond to attacks within 48 hours. We have two K-12 schools serving over 500 IDP kids. We have do regular medical interventions in IDP camps, which means we are providing food, medicine to those who've lost everything. Christians have lost everything. Their farms have been burned. Their entire villages have been razed. They have nothing left but the clothes on their backs. And we are there to come alongside them and equip them. But also we are there working with village security teams, doing preventative measures to save as many lives as possible.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible to see the work that you do. And, you know, this is great. This is great that we have Americans who care for these issues and care for the Christians that are under attack. And I just want to tell our audience, you got to head on over equippingthepersecuted.org. That's where you guys could go to learn more about the great work that he is doing and also support you. So we appreciate you and all the great stuff that you're doing. We're looking forward to having you back on the show, too, because I want to keep covering this and keep telling our audience what's actually happening on the ground, because you can't trust the mainstream media. It's either ignorance or they're just taking on people who just don't understand the issue or are possibly more invested financially in Nigeria than anything else. And so we look forward to bringing you on this program continuously to expose the truth. Thank you for all the incredible work you do, my friend. You're doing a great job.
Thank you for having me on. God bless you.
God bless you, too. God bless you, too. Thank you so much. All right, folks, there are so many incredible Americans doing great things, and you're definitely going to want to learn more. So, again, that is equippingthepersecuted.org. Also, truthnigeria.com is where you could learn more about what's actually happening in Nigeria, as he just told you. And he's got guys on the ground who are out there, these journalists who are going to these places when they are attacked and they are reporting on the ground. That is probably the only source of information that I've heard thus far from anyone in Nigeria. So this is what Lara Logan pointed me to. So I want to make sure that we do the same as well. I want to turn to the White House, because I believe President Trump right now, we've got our eye over there. He's preparing to welcome, and again, folks, it's getting a little strange over in the White House, but he's going to be welcoming the Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia. As many of you guys know, President Trump has been hyper-focused on conducting business with the Saudis. And so he's welcoming the Prime Minister and the Crown Prince at the White House right now. So if they do begin to speak, we will bring it obviously to you, but we're going to keep our eye too when he does, when both of these men do arrive. We'll keep covering it extensively again. You know, as we talked to Sam Shumate about earlier in the program, in case you missed it, we were trying our very best to cover what's been going on with President Trump and how he has allowed a lot of these questionable individuals into the White House. Well, this is another one. So we'll continue to follow it and watch. We'll bring you this as it develops, of course. But he is welcoming the Saudis right now to the White House. I don't know what's going on right now. Nobody voted for this. I know I sure as heck didn't. This, here they come. This does not look like Make America Great Again. But, of course, you guys could sound off and let me know what you're thinking. It's very upsetting. It's very upsetting to see. We really hope the president understands that this is more than business, that this is an Islamic takeover that's happening right now in the United States. And they're doing their very best to conquer the West. They're doing their very best to conquer the West. We'll keep our eye right now on just that. Again, he's bringing Saudi Arabians are bringing their allies, their friends in on this meeting as well. Looking for the full list of individuals who will be meeting with, of course, the prince as well as President Trump. So we're waiting for that as it develops. We're keeping our eye on a couple of things. We hopefully will in about 5 minutes. It was kind of a last minute booking. And I'm waiting by my phone because he is not here in the United States. But there's an individual who posts comical content on Instagram. His name is Ryan Williams. And he is an activist who has a touch of humor. He talks quite often about the Islamic takeover of those in the West. And he's got a lot of people triggered. I want to play clip 7 for you now. To kind of warm you up a little bit to this, because I found his content online and I couldn't stop laughing, but it's also serious and it's true. And I think that's probably why it's so funny. Take a listen to clip 7 because, gosh, I got a good laugh at this one. Take a listen.
Akbar, keep your penis away from the anus of this goat. This is a goat, not a wife. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Muslim.
Time to remind the public who that we are.
White British women need the right to bear arms and weapons training. The rape and murder of this country must stop immediately. Also, they need pet pigs.
Here is the Quran, verse 34. There are 50 Muslim countries around the world. Why the f*** would you move to the West if you want to live on the Sharia law?
The Arabs were the first people to invent the condom using goat intestines. Although the Romans significantly improved it by taking out the goat first.
Ooh, bacon stops you from wanting to dress up your daughter like a letterbox.
There are 50 Muslim countries around the world. Why the f*** would you move to Scotland if you want to live on the Sharia law?
All right, so I probably should have warned you. It's a little graphic, but it's funny. But it's true. That's why it's so funny. Folks, he'll be joining us in about 15 minutes. He just sent me a message, so he'll be joining us in 15 minutes. The interesting part to all of this, though, is this is the content he posts on social media. And while he was leaving, he left the U.S. He was here for a couple of days and then went back to the U.K. It looks like they stopped him under their terrorism laws and actually forced him to hand over his cell phone and to give over his passwords. That sounds familiar. That's what they actually did Tommy Robinson as well. So he'll be joining us in about 15 minutes to discuss what happened to him while he made his way back to the UK. We'll bring you that report as well because Frontline's USA, or TPUSA, actually met up with him and was doing the reporting on it. And it's good to hear that he's free and he was out. But again, the British government forcing him to hand over his phone and to give over his passwords for posting content like that. The UK is absolute cesspool and they have just completely surrendered to Islam. And so it'll be good to hear from him as somebody who just experienced it yesterday. So we look forward to that. Folks, in the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com because you're going to get a free $10, no minimum required. You can head on over to the shop right now and get your claim your free $10. It happens when you apply it up. Of course, at checkout, it will just automatically apply. And then you also get an entry to win the sick ride. You could possibly win a Jeep as well when you purchase an item over at thealexjonesstore.com. And I know so many people were asking, do you guys have colostrum back in stock? Well, we do. And it's available right now over at thealexjonesstore.com as well as methylene blue. And other things like Ultimate Life Force as well, those Ultimate Sea Moss capsules, which I know so many of you guys love. It's definitely incredible to clear your mind, get you in better of a brain focus, but also, most importantly, it helps with bloating for you women out there. So head on over to the shop right now and make sure you snag these deals before it's too late and we sell out over at thealexjonesstore.com. More happening in just a few moments. Don't go anywhere.
They know what they're doing. They mean business. They've already conquered most of the world. And they're not going to stop. George Soros stole the pension funds of dozens of countries' old people. The left loves him. He crashes currencies. He puts old people on the street. He helps Adolf Hitler round up Jews. They love that. That's power. That's the pure exercise of will to them. Because they're such disgusting people. Look at Mondami, look at Alexander Soros. Those are the most disingenuous, fake, wicked, manipulating people that have nothing but absolute, total rage towards you and your family. You're a hard-working, middle-class black family, they hate you. You're a hard-working, middle-class Hispanic family, they hate you. You're a hard-working, middle-class white family, they hate you. They hate anything that ever stood up to total power and total control. It's in their textbooks of why the West must be destroyed, so there's no example of anybody else and no hope worldwide. Nothing but darkness and evil rulers, because they can do whatever they want. And how they convince the West that we're the authors of the evil, that we're the authors of slavery, that we're the authors of darkness and destruction, when despite all our problems, the West has been the great light. And they don't deny that in Japan. They don't deny that as philosophers, even in India. They teach that there still, but not here. You've got to be taught that you are bad. You are evil. So you must bow down and give up your life force, give up your will, give up your survival instinct, and learn to hate yourself, because the world's going to end. Because the ice caps all melted, the polar bears all drowned. None of it's true. And you know it's not true. But when AOC and all of them tell you the world ends in 2030, well, under their 2030 agenda, the world as you know it is over. And any free market capitalist system of competition is over. And the mega corporations through the governments rule you. And they do it all through class envy, when it is the billionaire globalist class, the BlackRocks, the Larry Finks, that are running all of this. So when you hear everybody that wants welfare and everybody that wants a free lunch, everybody that's a criminal, everybody that wants to get away with murder is going to come to New York, and that, boy, that's stupid, that'll destroy the city, that's the plan. And then as that falls, and as they bring in even more foreigners, that boils into the next town, boils into the next city. And the incredible corruption of the Democratic Party and all the money they steal and all the things they do. They want to destroy all the tourist centers. They want ugliness. They want homelessness. They want homeless camps everywhere. They want rats running around the street. While Larry Fink lives on a 20,000-acre gigantic mansion that rival what the King of England has. But, oh, he's up there telling you if you're making $100,000 a year, you're a rich, evil, white person, and you better do whatever he says. And they're destroying the means of production. The big banks don't want competition. They want to destroy the means of production so they can then issue you credits when you're in debt. They already own 80%+ of the assets in the world, but now they've got to get the last 20%. Not just because they're greedy like Scrooge McDuck that wants to swim around in gold, but because they want to dictate everything to us. They don't want you to have anything. Not a garden, not your health, not a little farm, not a skill. Not be able to say 2+2=4. Not be able to fix an engine because all the engines are computerized and won't let you. They want a post-human world with robots delivering us all our food and everything else. The poison food. It is a premeditated international globalist takeover, and they admit it. It is deliberate. It is a plan. And you can stop a deliberate plan. Deliberate. Deliberate. Premeditated. 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 Premeditated.
American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us today. A lot happening all around the country, and so we're excited to have you here. We just got an alert that Texas Governor Greg Abbott has just put out an order, it looks like. He has designated, according to him, the Muslim Brotherhood and Council on American Islamic Relations as a foreign terrorist and transnational criminal organization. This bans them from buying or acquiring land in Texas and authorizes the attorney general to sue to shut them down. Now, folks, sounds great, but this probably should have been done a little bit sooner, some might say. It's great that obviously that Greg Abbott is doing just that. But again, we continue to highlight the fact that in just my area alone, dozens of mosques have recently popped up over the last 2 years. I think it's reached about 48, some insane number. This has been ongoing, and unfortunately the governor has done very little to intervene in all of this. But now that it's gaining national attention, and now that it's safe to come out and talk out against these groups, we have a governor looking to just do that. And there's going to be other ways for them to go around purchasing land. They're never honest when you sell them the land. you know, my aunt in New York, she had a farm, and she was misled to believe that there was a different group of people buying the land, but then all of a sudden, they started building a mosque on her farm. This has been going on for a very, very long time, and it's never done, obviously, through the Muslim Brotherhood purchasing up the land. It's usually other entities. So it sounds good. But will it actually change what's going on right now in Texas? Well, we'll have to see. Speaking of that, I wanted to play this clip for you, clip six, because Ryan Williams is going to be joining us in just a few moments. He is someone who I think is hilarious on social media. I've randomly started getting his content, probably because my algorithm these days is, well, it's right up his alley. But it was very interesting to sit back and to watch his videos that he was posting. And then he made his way from the United States to the UK just the other day. Well, that resulted in them asking for him to cough up his cell phone. Take a listen to the report that was done by Frontlines TP USA. Take a listen.
They let you out?
Yeah, but look, terrorism, Schedule 7.
But what did you actually do for them to suspect that?
They said it's my social media posts.
They can take the Sharia law and shove it out.
There's only one culture that pours acid on women's faces.
So, yeah, for
against mass migration and Islam?
Yeah, exactly.
Leave the goats alone.
So I had to give them all my passwords for my phone, all my passwords for my social media, all my laptop. They've taken all my phone's laptop, everything, banking, everything. I was saying the truth that Prophet Muhammad slept with a 9-year-old and married a 6-year-old, which makes him a pedophile. So that's what I was saying. And now I'm getting investigated for terrorism. This is way worse than I could ever have thought. I thought I'd just be a normal criminal, like being done for hate speech, but I don't want to get done for being a terrorist. That's something different, so.
I mean, the consequences are more severe.
Yeah, well, if I go to jail for being a terrorist, then that's a lot worse than just hate speech.
So he'll be joining us in just a few moments. We're waiting for him to jump on, but he'll be with us in a couple minutes. But folks, his content, and we'll play it for you. We'll play it for you when he comes on, but I wanted to specifically play his content for you so you understand what he's doing. He is exposing the truths of Islam, and they don't like when you open up the Quran and you point to specific verses that push and promote and tell their followers to commit acts against non-believers, acts of violence. And so he talks about that. He talks about who their prophet is, details that for you extensively, talks about, we'll say, the stereotypes that those who may be accused of. And obviously, he's doing this as a comedy skit. This isn't factually based sometimes. Okay. All right, maybe it is. I'm just trying to lighten the blow a little bit. It is really, really bad what's going on right now in the UK. Really, really bad. You know, we talk about Tommy Robinson quite often. As many of you guys know, he's a friend of the show. And he's someone who also had that same type of experience when they tried to bring him into a room and grill him to hand over his devices and give over his password so that they could go through his phone. As a journalist, you don't do that because you got sources that you need to protect. And he did just that. Well, he had to go to court. They put on quite the theatrical terrorism court case. And the judge just tossed it out. So they had no legal grounds to stop him and go through his phone. That's what Tommy Robinson dealt with. Now, thankfully, Tommy was able to fund his legal battle because, well, Elon Musk helped. But what's going on in the UK right now is worth your attention, because that's what's going to happen here very, very soon. If you don't start speaking up and standing up against these issues, it will trickle into the United States. And we're seeing it everywhere. We're seeing it everywhere. So he'll be joining us in a few moments, and I look forward to having that discussion with him. But in the meantime, let's dive into some other stories. Let's dive into some other stories. I want to talk about Senator Tammy Duckworth, because she has just announced that she's fired actually one of her staffers. Now, we broke this story to you last week in regards to a staffer who was accused of trying their very best to lie to ICE officials. Now, she wrote a letter to the director of ICE, Todd Lyons, and in that letter that was obtained by Fox News, she says, nor my leadership was aware or authorized what this alleged staffer did. They were apparently posing as an attorney. Now, apparently they were looking to free this individual from ICE custody, apparently. That's what they're accused of. This apparently is an individual, 40-year-old illegal alien with a DUI conviction, who had previously been deported 4 times to Mexico. So according to them, that's what was happening. So they fired the staffer, according to Duckworth. and they are no longer working for her office. Isn't that interesting how that happens? I want to point to you to this story here, because this one comes from a great Texas State Representative Brian Harrison, who we have on the show quite often. He has been doing some investigative work himself in regards to how illegal aliens are obtaining, well, they're obtaining vehicle registrations in Texas. And it's really hard to wrap your mind around, because again, we're told that we are a Republican state, a red state, is what I was told when I got here. But no, no, no. They're apparently giving illegals vehicle registrations, which is just mind-blowing. Now, Harrison joined us, I believe it was last week, to break that story down to us that he uncovered. And now the Texas DMV confirmed to him directly that they are, in fact, issuing registrations to illegal aliens. He's now demanding that the governor take action. Since he appoints the DMV board, I am asking for him to instruct his appointees to immediately issue rules to stop illegal aliens from registering vehicles in Texas. Now he's calling for those who live in the state of Texas to give him a call, give Greg Abbott a call, and tell him to stop it. Folks, I don't even know why we have to even ask these things. One would assume this is automatic when you have Republicans leading this state. I think that just highlights how weak our leadership currently is in the great state of Texas. Let's turn to another story. This is one we could all support. Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna has been really one of the leaders behind everything that I would support that's common sense. She is against congressional members being able to trade, obviously, because that leads to insider trading based on their committee assignments. But in clip 8, you're going to listen to Luna and the argument that she outlined. And it's quite the, I don't know, it's hard to argue. Take a listen to Luna.
Congresswoman, you introduced a resolution earlier this year to advance the End Congressional Stock Trading Act. And this Wednesday, the House is going to hold a hearing on whether members of Congress should be allowed to trade stocks. Congresswoman, what do you expect we're going to hear on Wednesday?
Well, look, I can tell you that a majority of Americans, both Democrat, Republican, and Independent, do not support members of Congress being able to individually stock trade because of people like Nancy Pelosi, who made 17,000% returns on her investments. And on average, for members that do engage in stock trading, the average return is 600%. So I tell my colleagues, if you want to stock trade, go to Wall Street. But I think the hearing is going to repeat what we already know, and that there's a problem with it. Even the Speaker of the House will tell you that certain members have taken advantage and that there's insider trading and information. So, proud to report, the president has already made public statements that he supports banning the insider trading that currently happens in the House. I hope to do it. Now, obviously, I'm sure you can imagine it's made me wildly unpopular among my colleagues, but popular among the American people, which is what counts.
As you can see, the Congresswoman is bold enough to say it out loud. Yeah, of course, this makes sense. This makes sense. You know, I'm really going to miss Nancy Pelosi's financial advice. I know all the guys over at BlackRock will as well. In case you didn't know, most people in finance, they all told me, oh, yeah, we follow her and her husband. We watch to see what they're doing. I mean, it's pretty impressive. It's very impressive. Folks, if you want to get these members of Congress to stop with the insider trading, oh, God, 16,930% return. Nancy Pelosi doing better than anyone. But if you want them to stop doing this, you know what you got to do? You've got to join in. Do what BlackRock's doing. They look to see what members of Congress on certain committees are doing financially for themselves. Once the American people start doing that, all of a sudden they'll start banning it, because they're not going to want you to see what's actually happening behind the scenes. So just a little insight, an unofficial financial advice from somebody who has no idea what she's talking about when it comes to finance. My dad does, though. My dad handles that still. Folks, I also want to bring your attention to another clip. This one's really important. You may have seen the protests happening over the weekend over in Mexico. I know that Rob Dew, when he was filling in for me, he had Julio Rojas on to talk about that and kind of sift through all the information that was coming out of Mexico. Now, the media says most of those protests were nonviolence. Julio Rojas was front and center for all of it. But it's interesting because Eric Prince was actually on Steve Bannon's show the other day, and he had quite the solid analogy. The the best insight, I'd say, actually, out of everyone who I've seen cover the issue. And I continue to talk about it. You do not get elected to lead Mexico if you are not directly aligned with the cartels. Take a listen to clip 9 and how Eric Prince outlines that argument with Steve Bannon. Take a listen. Clip 9.
When Sheinbaum was elected, they killed 27 different conservative candidates, largely assassinated by the cartels. And in many cases, it was funded by the Chinese Communist Party because they're trying to do state capture of Mexico with the fentanyl, with the other drug trafficking, and with other aspects of trade. The CCP is trying to put their hooks in at all levels of the Mexican society. That becomes a huge problem for the United States.
And that's why it's so important to get your information from a variety of people, folks, because, again, the mainstream media is not talking about that. Eric Prince is one of the go-to sources that I truly do trust. He does an incredible job at outlining all of this. And so I thought that was very important for us to discuss. But I also want to switch over to a clip that, just a little warning, I think it's hilarious. For those of you at home right now, if you have kids in the room, I don't know if you do, but if you do, this might be a little graphic for you. I want you to listen to clip 7 because that's what our next guest is posting on social media that has the UK government on high alert. In fact, he's being flagged as a terrorist for simply speaking the truth. Take a listen.
Akbar, keep your penis away from the anus of this goat. This is a goat, not a wife. I'm not a Muslim.
Time to remind the public who that we are.
White British women need the right to bear arms and weapons training. The rape and murder of this country must stop immediately. Also, they need pet pigs.
Here is the Quran, verse 34. There are 50 Muslim countries around the world. Why the f*** could you move to the West if you want to live on the Sharia law?
The Arabs were the first people to invent the condom using goat intestines, although the Romans significantly improved it by taking out the goat first.
Ooh, bacon stops you from wanting to dress up your daughter like a letterbox.
There are 50 Muslim countries around the world. Why the f*** could you move to Scotland if you want to live on the Sharia law?
All right, that kind of content gives me a good chuckle. My algorithm these days is just that, and that's how it's able to find Ryan Williams, and he joins us now to discuss. Ryan, I want to thank you for being here. You are a free speech advocate. You are also one of my favorite accounts to follow now on Instagram because you got the cojones to cover these topics that so many people are afraid to talk about. Obviously, in the UK and throughout the West, we've watched this Islamic takeover, and very few want to call out and expose it, but you've done just that, and it's garnered the attention of the British government. They now have you on their radar as a potential terrorist. You were stopped yesterday at the airport.
That's the terrorism paper, counterterrorism policing, got detained. And I just said to them straight away, look, I may be hung like a chipmunk, but I've got enough balls to fight Islam.
Well, I'm sure they love to hear that. You know, Ryan, we laugh about these things because it's funny how you deliver the message, right? But it's not funny how the British government has now targeted you. You know, Tommy Robinson, a great friend of the show, somebody who went through the same thing you did. And they flagged you as a terrorist. They made you hand over your phone, give over your passwords. What was that experience like when you were at the airport?
It was terrifying because I didn't expect to go down as a terrorist. I thought I was just going to get a few years in jail for hate speech, which is already ridiculous. But terrorism, that's another level.
Yeah, well, I'd say so. And I think it's insane that the fact that you guys over in the UK, just for putting out content that I think is very educational, it's very informative, but also it adds a touch of humor to it. But it's the reality of what you're going through in that country. You know, here in the United States, I live in Plano, Texas, and I always bring it up. I know people tell me, I'll say it aloud, but I live in Plano, Texas, and we're dealing with this right now. They just recently are trying to build up a Muslim compound in the area. There was and I sent the video to you, hoping it would give you a good chuckle, but there was an Egyptian man who followed me into my apartment complex, and
Wow.
Oh, yeah. The good news, though, is that the only thing that stopped him from continuing to do what he was doing, he was chasing me down the street originally, I had no idea, and he followed me into my home, was the fact, this is what you guys don't have in the UK, throughout Europe, the fact that I pulled a gun on him was what got him out of my building. And that's when he realized that I wasn't messing around. But this is what we're dealing with right now. Yeah, this is what we're dealing with.
You are a badass. Love it.
Thank you, Ryan. But you're also a badass for putting out this content. Now, this is the difference, though. Here in the U.S., we have our Second Amendment. You guys, throughout Europe, don't really have that luxury. In fact, they just kind of want you guys to sit and just to be just to be victims of the crime. And then you can't talk about what's actually the perpetrator behind all of this. You know, we know that these people have been going around and stabbing other people throughout the UK, throughout Europe, and creating terrorist attacks and doing these terrorist attacks. We know that they are believers in Islam, and you are sitting here and exposing the harsh reality behind all of this. And you've been dealing with a couple of blowbacks by being canceled and other things and also being detained. What is your reaction to when you sit back and you watch this all unravel in your countries?
Well, they expect us to take it bending over, but this is why I'm not afraid to go to jail, because I refuse to pick up the soap. You know, they can, you know, we can die as slaves or we can actually fight back. And, you know, the good thing is they've got an IQ of under 70 because they're so damn inbred. So there's no way that we can lose.
Well, I mean, listen, there's no way we can lose. The reality is the only way we lose is if we have a bunch of cowards out there who are afraid to speak out on these issues. And you're not one of them. You go out there all the time and you add a sense of humor to it, but you do put out these videos. Tell us a little bit about the backlash. Do you receive a lot of death threats from these individuals?
Well, I just saw Tommy about 5 minutes ago at Heathrow Airport, and we're just talking about 30-year Muslim prisoners who are just about to get out, who are just going to be going complete jihad on us. It's a rather gay religion as well, you know, considering that on Pornhub, the number one gay porn search site is from Pakistan, Oman, Saudi Arabia. So, you know, I think for them, it's kind of a mix between this unholy mix of fascination, obsession, and like the guy that followed you in there. You know, I feel we've got some major stalkers as soon as you speak out about Islam.
Yeah, yeah. And they're vicious people. I honestly didn't know if that was an individual who had seen me at, we have a lot of hearings here about the development of these Muslim compounds, or if he followed me on X and he doesn't like my content, or if he was just a random creep. And it actually turns out when I forced police, because they didn't want to handle the issue, when I forced police to go find the guy, he was actually just a random creep who had no idea what I did for a living. And so 10 million views later, he found out the hard way. But this is what's happening all over in the UK.
Your average Akbar. And believe me, the standard's not very high. When they turn their women into letterboxes and they have to fuck goats, they're attracted to goats, then they look at somebody like you and they're like, oh, That is something completely different.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a lot. There's a lot that we have to kind of sift through in regards to all of this. What advice would you give those? Because obviously right now you guys are dealing with this head on right now in the UK. What advice would you give those right now in the UK to not shy away from criticizing Islam and those who have moved into your country instead to fight back? What kind of advice would you provide them with?
Ban all Islamists from coming into the US. Sharia law and Islam is never going to be compatible with the Western civilization. Also, once they are in, you've got another problem. They don't battle you. They don't go to war with bullets and weapons because they know they'll lose. So they weaponize fertility and ovaries. So you'll lose on the breeding war.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Ryan, you're doing an incredible job on Instagram pushing back on all these issues. And we hope that there is not going to be a case brought against you right now by those in the UK, because it's a very pricey one. You know, Tommy Robinson was able to fight it off because he had the help of Elon Musk. But these people are vicious. They're evil. And so, you know, we'll continue to follow your story. And if there's any updates,
I say bring it on. I'm willing to go to jail. I'm willing to pay the ultimate price. You know, the Americans, 37,000 Americans died fighting the Korean War. So if I have to give my life for this, then I'd be speaking Japanese anyway. It's the least I can do for the Western partners. Over 1,000 British people died, veterans. So I do it for them. They saved my country. This is the very least I can do as a grateful legal immigrant. So happy to be of service, guys.
Well, Ryan, we appreciate all that you do. You do an incredible job on Instagram, bringing the truth with a touch of humor, of course, to those online, because so many people are afraid to do just that. Ryan Williams, thank you for joining us, and thank you for the good laughs. I appreciate it, of course.
Leave the goats alone.
Yeah, leave the goats alone. Leave the goats alone. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll continue to follow his story, of course, and if there are any charges or any type of lawfare pushed forward his way, we will make sure to cover just that. Folks, it's kind of crazy because we cover a lot of foreign related issues here on this show. I try my best to keep my eye on everything. And so many people rely on our coverage here in the United States because they can't speak out on these issues. Now, obviously, Ryan's like brave enough to go out there and to make these claims. I have friends here who just simply report on Islam, and they receive death threats. And we've seen so many people in Europe, too, specifically, be murdered. I mean, there was a one individual who was murdered on his live stream. This is what's going on right now. And they strongly rely on Americans to come forward and to speak the truth, because we still do have free speech to some degree in this country. So again, I mean, this is really, really important that we cover just that. I also noticed, like, whenever we cover things related to Brazil, that there's a massive wave of just thank you emails and messages we see on X, because again, they can't even cover these issues themselves. They can't even speak about what's happening right now in their country out of fear that they will be thrown in prison. And so, yeah, we have restrictions, and I won't say we have absolute free speech in this country, but we've got more than others, and they strongly rely on the truth here on InfoWars, of course, and we look forward to bringing that to you all of the time. Folks, in the meantime, though, if you haven't done so already, head on over. Stay in touch with us, because we don't know when that front door is going to lock and we have to start our new project. The best way to do that, though, is to stay in touch with us over at just look up alexjonesapp.com. Go to straight to the website. It will take you there to make sure you download the app, alexjonesapp.com. That will keep you in the know so we could all stay connected. Also, if you haven't done so already either, we're giving away a free $10 when you head on over to the alexjonesstore.com. There's no minimum on that free $10. You could have it right now. All you got to do is head on over to the alexjonesstore.com, and so many incredible items that you all at home love so much. Well, they're all on sale right now over at thealexjonesstore.com, and become a VIP member, because when you do, not only are you supporting us and helping our efforts to tell the truth, but you're also going to get a $40 credit each month, and it's only $30 a month. So head on over right now to the shop and make sure you do just that. Also, we're giving away a really cool Jeep. So every time you make a purchase over at thealexjonesstore.com, you get a new entry. So head on over there and do just that. Folks, I'm working on a really cool show for you guys tomorrow. We're going to have a lot to outline. I'm going to be joined by a certain congressman. I look forward to bringing you on to talk about that, because he is also somebody who's very outspoken in regards to the Islam-related issues. And we look forward to having him on to talk about that. We also look forward to digging in a little bit further into that story that we broke to you today in regards to TSA still having that Quad S program. Now, we were told that the Quiet Skies program, which I've covered extensively, sued TSA over. Well, apparently, they're not doing the Quiet Skies program itself. They do have an additional security program. I'm going to be doing more digging on that, and I'll bring you the very latest of information on that tomorrow during our show as well. So a lot going on over here. I stay busy. We stay busy all the time. Make sure you stay in touch, of course. You can follow me on X at Brianna Morello. You can also give us a like and follow on Rumble as well, The American Journal with Brianna Morello on Rumble. So much more to dive into, folks, as we continue to follow President Trump, who welcomes the Prince of Saudi Arabia right now to the White House. All right, we'll catch you here again tomorrow morning. In the meantime, though, Alex Jones is getting ready to start off his show. Don't go anywhere.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch.
Final batch.
Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act. And not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around for to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Bodies Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy now and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements, please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.